Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at LittleInRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
Sunday afternoon baseball, just the way Abner Doubleday would have had in mind if Abner Doubleday had had much of anything to do with inventing the game of baseball. The Rock Hounds and the Rough Riders one more time around, final meeting of this series and final meeting of 2023 between these two rivals. It isn't very often that you have one pitch ball game over. That wasn't quite the case last night, but really almost. The first inning certainly decided the game. Jax Biggers on the very first pitch of the game triples in the gap to right center. The throw to try to get him at third base sails away, and Jax will score. So one pitch, one swing, one hit, one error, 1-0 Frisco. The Rough Riders then got a little pop-up, little duck snort that dropped off K-Bear Rodriguez's bat, and that will start a three-run rally, still all in the first inning, so a 4-0 lead for the Rough Riders after one inning. As big as Jax Biggers, kind of the trigger of the offense was, Kellen Strom really made perhaps the biggest play of the game. The Hounds had first and second and one man down in the bottom of the first inning trying to answer, at least in part, the Frisco's four-run first. But a line drive off the bat of Lázaro Armenteros toward the gap in left center. Kellen Strom made a brilliant play. A low dive, he was parallel with the ground, made the catch right off the blades of grass. Now, if Kellen does not make that catch, the score is likely 4-1. Certainly at least one run would have scored, maybe two. But let's kind of take the conservative look at it. One run would have scored. It would have been second and third with one man out in a 4-1 game. Instead, Strom makes the brilliant play, and it is a 4-0 game with first and second and two out, and the Hounds indeed did not score in the first inning. So it wasn't quite one pitch, ball game over, but the first inning was certainly the key, and it really swung the ball game as the Riders win for the second consecutive game. So Frisco bids for the split of this series, and for both of these teams, a little good news last night from San Antonio. The Missions and Amarillo Sod Poodles went extra innings, but San Antonio came up with the victory in extras, and so Amarillo misses the chance to extend the lead. The Sod Poodles lead the division by 2 over the Rock Hounds, by 4 over the Rough Riders. Frisco gaining a full game last night. Corpus Christi was a winner. They are within 5, and San Antonio is now 6 games back after defeating the Sod Poodles. Of course, the Missions and the Arkansas Travelers, first half champs, their playoff tickets both punched. Interestingly, after yesterday's results, Arkansas and San Antonio, the first half champs, are both 5th in their respective divisions. Rockhounds getting set to take the diamond, and we did not know this yesterday, or we certainly would have passed it along. Jack Leiter has been activated from the development list, and Jack will make his 16th start of the season for the Riders this afternoon. He'll compete against Ryan Cusick. Ryan, who also was on the development list not long ago, he is back and has been activated, and he will make the start for the Hounds. Jack Leiter, of course, has been one of the top prospects in all of minor league baseball. Prospect status has changed a little bit, but the talent is obviously there. Ryan Cusick, a very good prospect for the Oakland A's. These two guys are very similar. They are both very tough to hit, and command has really been the issue for both Jack Leiter and Ryan Cusick. And so we will see what this matchup brings this afternoon. But Jack Leiter just activated off the development list by the Texas Rangers. In fact, the move was only made official at noon today, and we're looking at a 1 o'clock first pitch. So, my goodness, that is clandestine almost. Yeah, CIA-level stuff going on there. Right now, let's take you downstairs. Here's Rusty Blanchett with our Star-Spangled Banner. Rusty Blanchett with the Star-Spangled Banner. We are just about set for Sunday afternoon baseball. Love the enthusiasm and the sincerity which we see with which Rusty sings the anthem. Always does, each and every time. Ryan Cusick to the mound for the Rockhounds. Jack Leiter is mentioned for the Rough Riders. And again, these two guys, the numbers are really very, very similar. And we'll give those to you on the other side of our timeout. But once we found out that Jack Leiter, of course, was going to come off the development list, as Ryan did not long ago, makes for a really, really interesting matchup. Riders are looking for a split. Rockhounds are looking for a series victory. And that will all be determined on this Sunday afternoon at Momentum Bank Ballpark. First pitch of the game, Rockhounds and Rough Riders, coming up next.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And first pitch temperature is 89 degrees. Of course, that's going to go up a little bit as we get into this afternoon, but 89 is our temperature. The wind is going to be a factor today, or certainly it could be. It's 15 miles an hour, and it's blowing out toward right field. That's not great news for pitchers, but that's what we have going. Jax Biggers will lead it off, so, boy, pay attention because he goes after the first pitch a bunch, tripled on the first pitch last night. Here's Ryan Cusick. Here is Jax Biggers, and up takes up high here for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Jax at 234, 11 home runs, 46 driven in. Second baseman, been there all six games of this series. He's been the leadoff guy five out of six times. Takes down and away, and that's ball two, 2-0. Again, patience can be a virtue, certainly, against both of the starters here this afternoon. At least that's what the stat sheet will tell you. 2-0 count to the left-handed hitter. Cusick into the motion. Right-hander's pitch. Nope, up high. Ball three, 3-0. Aaron Zavala on deck. He's the right fielder. Aaron Zavala is in right. Evan Carter in center field. Batting in the three spot. Evan Carter in center. Figures waits, 3-0 count, and the pitch went way up and away. So with that, again, the walk column is the one that you look out for with Ryan, and walks Biggers on four pitches to start this game. And here is Aaron Zavala. Middle third of the order, Kellen Strom is in left field. He'll bat cleanup. Strom is in left. Trevor Hover is the designated hitter. He's the five batter. Trevor Hover batting fifth. The DH, K-Bear Rodriguez will bat sixth and play the sixth spot. Rodriguez hits short. A bunt attempt and a good one by Zavala, and that ball is going to roll just foul wide of the bag. Jack Winkler is a wise man. That bunt was right up the line. Jack charged in. Initially, I think he had intentions of maybe playing it, but I think he realized two things. It had a chance to go foul, and he wasn't going to get Zavala anyway, so the ball just barely dribbled foul wide of the bag. It did get past the bag at third. Good bunt by Zavala, but just a little bit wide of the bag, and so it's 0-1. Bottom third of the order, Josh Hatcher is the first baseman. He'll bat seventh. Hatcher is at first. David Garcia batting eighth. He's the catcher. Garcia behind the dish. And Frenier Chavez, the third baseman, bats ninth. Chavez at third. Cusick's pitch up high, ball one with a fastball, 95, but it was up and out of the zone, 1-1. Biggers, Zavala, and Carter. Strom, Hauber, and Rodriguez. Hatcher, Garcia, and Chavez for Frisco. 1-1 pitch, hard hit ball, right field, and Masterman is there. Cameron Boyd had to reach up and make that catch. That ball really carried, and again, the wind, and that was a line drive, so the wind probably not much effect, but it is going to blow that baseball around a little bit. Line shot, and Cameron hung onto it. Well hit ball by Zavala. One man down for Evan Carter. Well, if you're the opposition, of course, it's not necessarily fun to watch Evan Carter, but boy, just as a baseball fan, really is. 20-year-old, runner goes, pitch is taken for a strike. Here's a throw on a hop, but that's not going to get there, and it hits the base runner, but deflected wide, good hustle by second baseman Casey Yamauchi to back that play up. So a strike to Carter, a stolen base for Jax Biggers. That's his 12th of the season. That's a third of those against the Rockhounds. So runner in scoring position, 0-1 count to Evan Carter. Biggers again drew the walk to start the ball game. Now swipes the bag, so he's in scoring position. And Carter awaits the 0-1. Cusick, a long look at the base runner. Now turns, comes to the plate, and fires high and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Defensively for the Hounds, Saeed Valenzuela is the left fielder. Caden Trinkle is in center, and just mentioned Cameron Masterman is in right. Jack Winkler is the third baseman. Max Muncy is at shortstop. Here's the 1-1. Boy, just off the outside corner. Maybe a bit high. 2-1 the count. Casey Yamauchi gets the start at second base, and Shane McGuire is at first. William Simonite moves behind the plate this afternoon, and Ryan Cusick making his 19th start for the Hounds. Pitch, and that's up high. Did he go? Appeal, but nope, turned into it, but did not go. 3-1 count. Ryan, 78 and two-thirds innings, 70 base hits. Opposition hits 241 against him. Jack Leiter's number, 235. Again, these guys so similar, almost across the board. 3-1 pitch from Cusick, swing and a miss. Good fastball, 95, and swing and a miss by Carter. But 50 walks in 70 against 70 strikeouts. It's 50 bases on balls in 78 and two-thirds. Jack Leiter has 43 walks in 65 and a third. Again, the numbers, boy, so very similar. 3-2 count, first base open. Pitch by Cusick, fouled away. Count 3-2. So, again, a 241 average against, but a 1.53 whip when you add in the bases on balls. And that is a high number, 1.53 for Cusick. 1.52 is the whip for Jack Leiter. And again, opponent batting average, almost identical. And fairly similar number of innings pitched. Brian Cusick, his 19th start, 78 and two-thirds coming in. Jack Leiter will make his 16th start, 65 and a third. So lots of similarities. The pitch on away from Cusick, line drive, and that is down the right field side, and that's a base hit. Over to cut it off is Masterman, but that is going to bring Jax Biggers home. Coming for second is Carter, and he will slide in ahead of the throw. Riders for the second straight ball game out fast. And again, Jax Biggers not as spectacular in this ball game, but he lights the fuse again with a walk and a steal. And Evan Carter drives in his 62nd run of the season with a line drive down into the right field corner. So the walk turns into a run. And Evan Carter is in scoring position. Kellen Strom, the batter, right-hand hitter, back in left field. Again, made that brilliant play in left. Really a game-changer in last night's game. Takes the low one away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Riders with a four spot in last night's ball game and in the first inning. And that became the difference in the game when all was said and done, 7-3. Pitches down and in. That's ball two. Two balls and no strikes. We'll touch on it when the Hounds come to the dish, but boy, the Rockhounds have had a bundle of opportunities in the last two games with the Riders coming on out on top in each game. But the Hounds have had scoring chances galore, but have not taken advantage of many of them. The pitch from Cusick, that'll bend over the outside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1 to Kellen Strom. Kellen, very solid 242 hitter. Five home runs, 39 driven in. Looking at his number actually against the Hounds, he's hitting 290 in the season series to today game number 24. Pitched by Cusick, down and away, ball three, 3-1. So again, command here this afternoon anyway in the first inning is the issue. Ryan has had good success against the Riders. It has not continued here in the first inning. A 2.38 ERA, limited sample size, of course, just two starts. Swing and a pop foul out of play, and the count will go 3-2 to Kellen Strom. Ryan is 2-0 against the Rough Riders, 2.38 ERA. Jack Leiter is 1-1. He's had one good outing and one not so good against the Hounds. It's been Jekyll and Leiter in that case. Overall, 7.11 ERA for Leiter in the series, but again, very, very small sample size. 3-2 count, first base open. One run in, one man down. Cusick's pitch swung on, and that is lined into right field, and that is going to get down for a base hit. Cameron Masterman made a good play that's still going to drive home Evan Carter. So a line drive RBI single for Strom. That almost got down into the gap. Cameron made a good play, backhanded that ball in a short hop. But Carter, who runs very well, scores with ease from second base. So Riders jump on top, 2-0 now in this ball game. RBI number 40. For Kellen Strom. And now a conference of the mound. This is going to be a player conference. Have the middle infield and the battery on the hill. Batter will be Trevor Hobber. Left-handed hitting designated hitter. And boy, for the second straight ball game, the Riders busting out quickly. Strom limited to a single there. And again, that was the good hustle, good play by Cameron Masterman in right. Very nearly another extra base hit. One on and one man down, 2-0 Frisco. Cusick with a pitch, and that's just down low. Ball one, one ball, no strikes. And Ryan consistently hitting 95 with the fastball this afternoon, but command has not been there. 23-year-old right-hander, 6'6", 235, delivers, and that's a strike at the knees. I think Trevor Hobber thought that got their borderline pitch. That was 96. Pretty good movement and beautifully placed. So one ball, one strike. K-Bear Rodriguez swinging a bat in the on-deck circle for the Riders. Top of the first inning. Pitch. Boy, just outside. Simonite framing it, but nope. Two balls and one strike to count. Hobber, left-handed hitter, 11 home runs, 57 driven in. Right after Evan Carter, among the leaders on the Riders team in power, pitch down and in, three balls and one strike to count. So five batters face now, and three of them, the count has reached three balls. Hobber stands back in, 3-1 count. Base runner is Kellen Strom. He can run a little, has nine steals. 3-1 pitch, and it's up high for ball four. So it is a struggle of a first inning so far for Ryan Cusick. He has faced five batters. The only out was a line drive to right field. Two men on and one man down. Here's K-Bear Rodriguez. Right-hander hitting shortstop is K-Bear, 269 in 22 ball games with the Riders. I have been remiss in mentioning the gentlemen who were calling the safe and out and the balls and the strikes. Clay Williams in home plate tonight, or behind home plate today, I should say, from Springfield, Tennessee. Pitch up high for ball one. One ball, no strikes. For Clay calling balls and strikes, our crew chief is Ray Patchen from Oceanside, California. He is at first base. And Casey James from Noonan, Georgia, our third base umpire. Pitch swung on, fouled back. Count goes one and one. Rodriguez at the dish. Josh Hatcher on deck. Riders have two men on, one out, and two runs across, looking to do as they did last night, get off to the very fast start. Stretch by Cusick, pitch, cut the outside corner, called strike, one and two. Hounds have a right-hander warming in the bullpen early on. Ryan rubs that baseball down one time, as this time it was Rodriguez who stepped out asking for time. Count a ball and two strikes. First time he has been ahead in the count in this game for Ryan Cusick. This pitch swung on, sent out towards second base. Casey Yamauchi tags the runner, throws to first, and got it. Oh, good play by Casey. Took that ball right in the middle of the base running path. Tie kind of tagged and took a bump from Trevor Hover, and then threw to first base for the out. So a 4-3 double play. Casey Yamauchi, boy, for Ryan Cusick, that is huge. Two runs across in the inning. On a couple of base hits and a couple of walks. And after a half inning of play, we are underway. Sunday afternoon baseball. Village Car Wash score, the Rough Riders 2. And against right-hander Jack Leiter, the Rockhounds coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
For the Rangers today, activating right-hander Jack Leiter from the development list, and so he will go to the hill and he'll face this lineup for the Rockhounds. Caden Trinkle will lead it off today. Cooper Bowman and Drew Swift are both getting the day off. Caden Trinkle in center field, batting at the top of the order. Max Muncy, the shortstop, batting second. Max at short. Shane McGuire will bat third and play the three spot. Shane McGuire, the first baseman. Lazaro Armenteros, the designated hitter. He'll bat cleanup. Lazaro, the DH. Cameron Masterman batting fifth in right field. Cameron in right. Here's Caden now, and here is Jack Leiter, and the right-hander's first pitch is swung on and fouled back. 0-1 count to the left-handed hitting center fielder. Caden at 232. No home runs, 10 driven in. There's a little personal business working right now, so we'll lay off that until the plate appearance is over. Fouls this one off, and ooh, that got catcher David Garcia, and I not to think it got him on the wrist. Looks like it got him on the glove side and maybe just above the glove and on the wrist. And boy, that cannot feel good. 0-2 count. Came back in with an 0-2 count against Jack Leiter. Get the rest of that order for you in a moment. Pitch on the way, and that's sent in the air to right field. Over toward the bullpen. This ball carrying a little, and that is going to get gone. It's a sidewalk souvenir into the short porch bullpen. Or did it get over? That got on the berm. That ball, I believe, got on the berm because a kiddo tracked it down. Caden Trenkel's first double-A home run comes against Jack Leiter on an 0-2 pitch. Got it out of here to right field. Now, remember, the wind is blowing that way. It's also a little bit inward. And Caden Trenkel has the Rockhounds on the board. Well, I'll have to double-check with the see if somebody got a video look at that. I think that ball cleared the back wall and got on the berm. So not a short porch home run. Max Muncy takes a called strike 0-1. So just that quickly, the Riders' lead is 2-1. A double play by Casey Yamauchi and a home run by Caden Trenkel. Pitch outside for a ball to Max. One ball, one strike. Muncy at 285. Three home runs, 19 driven in. A good matchup right here, Leiter against Muncy. Breaking pitch away, two balls and a strike. Jack Winkler batting fifth. He is actually batting sixth, playing the five spot. Jack Winkler is at third base. William Simonite will catch and bat seventh. Simo behind the plate. 2-1 count. Leiter with a pitch. Swung on, lifted high in the air to shallow right field. And anybody going to get there? Yep, sliding catch. Aaron Zavala. Shallow right center. Good play by Zavala. A little pop-up by Max Muncy. And again, the wind is, well, right now a little tough to judge. It is blowing basically left to right, but it is also turning inward a little bit. And I think it affected that ball. Zavala made a very good catch, sliding catch to retire Max Muncy. One away for Shane McGuire. Now Bobby Crosby out and asking something. Don't know if the Rockhounds thought that ball touched the ground. And the batter will be Shane McGuire. Casey Yamauchi batting eighth. He's the second baseman. Yamauchi is at second. And Saheed Valenzuela rounds it out in left field. Valenzuela, the left fielder. Trenkel, Muncy, and McGuire. Armenteros, Masterman, and Winkler. Simonite, Yamauchi, and Valenzuela. Leiter's first pitch to McGuire. Down and in. Ball one to Shane. Again, Jack Leiter, 2-5 overall, 5.51 earned run average. Like Ryan Cusick, under a hit per inning, tough to hit, 235 batting average against. Pitch to McGuire, bounced foul into his own dugout, one ball and one strike. In 65 in the third innings, 85 strikeouts. But he has also walked 43, so the whip, 1.52 compared to 1.53 for Cusick. Is a one ball, one strike pitch. Check swing. Did he go the appeal? Yep, sure did. Check swing strike. 1-2 to Shane McGuire. Shane, a rather intriguing 226. On base percentage is 348 overall for the season. And boy, the last month or so has just been crazy good. He's down in the count here, though, 1-2 to a good strikeout pitcher, and yep, Leiter hits the inside corner. Fastball at 96. Called third strike, and Shane out on strikes. So here's Lazaro Armenteros. Well, this is a good matchup. Lazaro, 236. Has a couple of home runs in this series. One was a short porch home run, the other was not. First pitch from Leiter is up and in for a ball. Again, 96, and he can do a little more than that. Again, the right-hander. A couple of seasons at Vanderbilt University collegiately. Leiter's pitch swung on, bounced past him, but there to second base. Right there, Jax Biggersboy had him played perfectly. Jax did not have to shift in terms of east and west at all. That ball hit right at him, so the iPad comes up big. Jax Biggers handles, and Lazaro out. But it's one run on one hit. First double-A home run for Caden Trenkel, and it comes against the high prospect in Jack Leiter. After one inning, with his car wash score, the Riders 2 and the Rockhounds 1.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch chicken strip sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Top of the second, bottom third of the order for Frisco. Josh Hatcher will lead it off against Brian Cusick. 2-1 Frisco with the lead. Brian's first pitch, just a bit high. Ball 1-1-0. Double check between innings. The home run that Caden Trankel hit was a short porch home run. It went into the bullpen. What caught my eye was, and one of the relief pitchers obviously got the ball, and very quickly, I mean very quickly, pitch up high, 2-0, tossed it back up and out of the bullpen and onto the berm, and a kiddo had it. Because when I glanced a second time, there was a young man celebrating the baseball and acquisition of it on the grass berm behind the bullpen. But no, the home run itself went into the pen. Short porch home run. Pitch drops low, ball 3-3-0. Now Hatcher leading it off, and Ryan Cusick's second inning starts exactly as the first did with a 3-0 count. So command has been an issue here this afternoon. The pitch now way up and away, ball 4. So two hits, three walks, and again a leadoff walk. That turned into a run in the first inning. And here's David Garcia. Switch inning catcher. David, a couple of home runs, 15 driven in on the season. One of those home runs coming in the season series between these clubs. Meeting for the final time today, Hounds have won 13 and the Riders 10 in a well-contested season set. Pitch up high, ball one, one ball, no strikes. Premier Chavez, the third baseman on deck, and then back up top. For Jax Biggers, boy, he has been so big in this series. No pun intended. Pitch up and away, ball 2-2-0. We've said it multiple times with Ryan. Again, that great line by the late, great Vin Scully. The pitcher's mound, the loneliest place on the planet. And there are times you can absolutely feel it, and I think this is one of them. 2-0 pitch, and that is high, and that's ball 3. So the first 7 pitches of the second inning out of the zone. And man, I mean, that pitcher's mound right in the center of the whole thing, and you know, every eye is looking at you, and folks are saying, just throw strikes, and Ryan has that in mind, and he does here. 94-mile-an-hour fastball, 3-1. It is, of course, understandable as a fan when you want to yell, just throw strikes, but it's not like that thought process hasn't crossed the pitcher's mind, no matter who that pitcher might be, Ryan Cusick in this case. Here's the 3-ball, 1-strike pitch, and that's upside and up high, I should say, and it's ball 4, so 2 on, nobody down. 4 walks, couple of base hits, and that will be Franier Chavez. Let's see how the Riders will treat this. It's a 2-1 ball game. Last night, the Rockhounds had an early rally denied on that brilliant play by Kellen Strom. In the first inning in this game, the double play by Casey Yamauchi, which is really nicely turned, got Cusick out of the first inning with 2 runs in and 2 men on, and the Hounds then got the home run from Caden Trankel. But the Riders right back with 2 men on base. Let's see if Chavez is bunting. He is, or at least offers or looks, and takes up and away for a ball. So he turned and he squared, but he drew the bat back and pitch up and out of the zone.
Jack Winkler inside the bag at third. Likewise, Shane McGuire at first base. First and second, nobody out. Top of the order on deck. Pitch swung on, swings away. Fly ball, right field, well struck. Cameron Masterman back. Nope, that's in the bullpen. And that is a short porch three-run home run for Framier Chavez. His second home run of the series. Line drive out of here. Boy, and Masterman just missed making that catch. This is interesting. I don't recall a homestand this season and very few overall in which we have seen three short porch home runs. But that's what we see here. That ball might have been a double in most ballparks. It was a line drive. It got over Cameron's glove, but he came very close to making the play. And again, where that ball got out, about 325 feet is all. But just that quickly, it is a 5-1 game with the Riders on top. On a three-run homer, and the pitch way up high to Jack Spiggers for ball one. So, yep, the short porch is so very frustrating no matter who the pitcher is, and both guys have been stung by it here in this game. But it's a three-run home run because of two bases on balls. Spiggers, a walk, a steal, and a run scored. He stands in with a 1-0 count and takes high for ball two. It is 2-0. So four walks, three base hits, five runs across. 2-0 count to Biggers. The pitch way up high and away. Ball three, 3-0. Boy, and Ryan just flat laboring. This is one of those performances and one of those starts where laboring is a great word for it. Don't know who first coined it, but it's a good idea. 3-0 pitch will get there. Called strike to Biggers. Three balls, one strike. Biggers 234 on the year. He's 291 against the Hounds, and even that didn't sound right. Swinging a high pop foul out of play. Count goes full 3-2. He has really been a guy who has really been a player to ignite the Riders' offense, at least against the Hounds. Again, ending just under 300. He has a double, two triples, three homers. 12 runs driven in. He's walked 11 times, scored, or I should say, stolen four bases in the season series. And he has been front and center in this set, swinging a sharply hit foul ball to the camera bay. Hits the post, hockey term. Bounces all the way back behind home plate. William Simonite will retrieve it. Yeah, do that again. Three balls, two strikes to count. Second 3-2 offering. Cusick long look in, has his sign, full count. Pitch swung on, ground ball, cleanly through on the right side, had him played to pull, and he still yanked it through. Jack Spiggers, a single. Still nobody out in the second inning. Well, the iPad was correct. They had him played to pull, but he did. He yanked it right between first and second. Now Aaron Zavala, he's 0 for 1, but hit the ball as hard as anybody has in this game. But he hit it at the right fielder, Cameron Masterman. Big swing and a miss, comes up empty to Zavala, 0-1. So Aaron 0 for 1 in this game. 199 in 76 games with the Riders, 5 homers, 32 driven in. Rests the bat in the left shoulder a moment, now waggles it as he waits. Pitch by Cusick, down and in, and backhanded by Simo. One ball, one strike to count. So the Riders jumping on the Rockhounds 5-1 in this ball game. Two in the first and a three-run homer, Framier Chavez. Two home runs and six driven in against the Hounds in this series. Tossed to first by Ryan Cusick, gloved at the dirt by Shane McGuire. Oh, and again, talking about fast starts yesterday and today. Riders with a four-run lead early. It stood up last night. One ball, one strike. Cusick pitch swung on, lifted in the air, center field, drifting back with room. Caden Trinkle, and he's got it. Runner will bluff, but will not tag, and a good throw by Trinkle. So first out of the inning as Zavala flies out to fairly deep center field. So Aaron hit it hard twice, but nothing to show for it. One man down. Here's Evan Carter. Well, the news for the Rockhounds, not good in this game and not good in San Antonio. Amarillo is on top of the Missions 4-0 in the top half of the third. Hounds trailed by 2 ball games before traveling to Amarillo. Of course, that series is going to be definitive, I would think. Called strike to Evan Carter, 0-1. Tough, tough place to win games. Hounds took 4 out of 6 their first trip into Amarillo. Swinging a hard ball, second base. Yamauchi makes the play. Spins, goes to short for 1. Monsi off-balance throw back to first. Didn't get him. Hounds thought they did. Shane McGuire was convinced. Carter runs well. Left-handed hitter. Well, Yamauchi, another good play. Goes 4-6 to get Jax Biggers at second. It was a long, strong throw, and Max made the play and a pretty good transfer. But, again, that wasn't an underhand toss. That was an overhand throw to second, and the relay to first, not quite in time to get Evan Carter. 1 on and 2 out for Kellen Strom. RBI single his first time up, which followed Carter's RBI double in the first inning. 3 and 4 hitters each bringing home a run in the first inning. Pitcher called strike, upper edge, 0-1. And the other 3 runs coming from the number 9 spot with Freiner Chavez, the 3-run home run just a couple of minutes ago. Hounds have Strom played to pull. Runner goes. Swing. Fly ball center field. Caden Trinkle drifting in. For a moment, I wonder if he had the ball in his sights. He did. It was just basically hitting right at him, so he made a move or two, just a little adjustment. Balls it in easily in shallow center field. But a 3-spot. 3 runs on 2 base hits. No errors and a man left on base. 3-run home run. Freiner Chavez and the Riders extend the lead. We'll go to the bottom of the second. Village Car Wash score, Frisco 5, and the Rockhounds 1.
At All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half-tons, three-quarter tons, 1 tons, 2 and 4-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are 2 for the price of 1 every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
By the way, the Rockhounds are next home on Tuesday, September 5th, and my goodness, we go through that last 6-game set, and that will be the final time around for all of the good stuff, from 2-for-1 Tuesdays to half-price hot dogs Wednesday, Thirsty Thursdays, of course. Souvenir giveaways on Friday evenings and Saturday night fireworks, of course. And as we will do here this afternoon, one more time around on September 10th will be our regular season finale at home and our last family Sunday of the season. There are times probably in, what, June and July where the season, I don't want to say it feels long because that's really not fair. It's baseball. It's a game, but boy, this time of year, you realize how fast things go by sometimes. Cameron Masterman steps in, takes down and away from Jack Leiter for 1. Cameron, then Jack Winkler and William Simonite in the Rockhounds' second. Bottom third of the order, putting a 3-spot on the board for the Riders in the second inning. Pitch low and away, 2, 2-0. Leiter making start number 16. For the Riders, his second professional season. Check swing, foul back to the screen. Count goes 2 balls and a strike. Second season with the Rough Riders. Drafted in 2021. He was the second player selected overall by the Rangers out of Vanderbilt. 2-1 pitch. Backup delivery swung on and missed. It's 2-2. Prospect status, of course, that's such a fluid thing, and all the more so anymore with so much of it done online. Baseball America currently has him number 11 for the Rangers. MLB.com still has him number 5 for Texas, but the talent, I think, is undeniable. Here's the 2-2. Pitch fouled away. 2 balls and 2 strikes to count. And, of course, nearly a, $7.5-8 million signing bonus in 2021 as the number 2 selection overall in the draft. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Down and away, ball 3. So a full count out of Cameron. 311 batting average, 3 home runs and 16 driven in. Baseball, of course, such a game of ups and downs. 1 for his last 13, 7 whiffs coming into this AB. 3-2 count, light over the stretch. Big leg kick in the pitch and a check swing, strike 3. He's out on strikes. Boy, again, 96 up and in. And he got Estrin on a half swing that time. Turned the body and just enough to get the strike call. Jack Winkler, the batter, with nobody on and one man down. Jack at 256. Right-handed hitting third baseman. Takes high strike outside edge at 95. Ryder, a guy who is capable of working very effectively up in the zone. Leg kick and pitch. Down and away. They appeal. I don't think so. No. A little turned into it. No swing. 1 ball, 1 strike. Sun kind of coming and going. Field in shadows. And, of course, that's A-OK for all concerned. Temperature will continue to slip up toward 90. Here's a high pop-up shallow right field. Zavala, I think, has it in his sights. He does. Aaron is there, and he will glove it in shallow right field for the out. Jack Winkler retired. 2 up, 2 down in the second inning. And the batter is William Simonite. Jack Winkler, a 16-game on-base streak, is on hold for the time being as he pops out here to right field. William Simonite, a 240 hitter with 3 home runs, 30 driven in. Bases empty, 2 down. Breaking pitch is fouled away in the count 0-1. So Leiter gives up the short porch home run to Caden Trinkle. That was one that was tough to tell what it might have been in most ballparks in this league. Pitch just inside to Simo, 1-1. A lot of times the short porch home runs would be at least an extra base hit in virtually every other ballpark, but sometimes they'd just be deep fly balls, and that might have been one of them. But it got out. Here's the 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, 1-2. And since then, he has retired 5 in a row. Had a really nice play by Aaron Zavala on the ball hit by Max Muncy, but he's retired 5 straight. Couple of strikeouts, and he's up here. 1 ball, 2 strikes to Simo. Right-handed hitter crowds that plate just a little bit. Pitch down and away for a ball, 2-2. And activity continuing now in the Rockhounds bullpen, so that might be it early on for Ryan Cusick. Have that luxury, of course, with tomorrow being the off day. Leiter's pitch, a breaking ball. Ooh, fouled off, and that hit David Garcia. Man, he has taken a pounding in just 2 innings in this game as David. And nature of the beast, I know, behind the plate. Boy, took one off the, looked like off the left wrist earlier. Now one down low on the body. Jack Cushing warming for the Rockhounds. Yeah, I can give you multiple innings. He has been a starter most of his career. Here's the 2-2 stretch and pitch by Leiter. Hard hit ball, and that's under the glove of the diving Bring your Chavez, base hit for Simo into left field. So 2 out, sharp single for Simonite. 1 on and 2 down, second hit of the game for the Hounds. And here's Casey Yamauchi. Well, Casey Yamauchi, who plays today in his 13th professional game. That's professional, not just double A. And one of his at-bats in this series, he's 0 for 3. That came against Danny Duffy, former major leaguer of 11 years duration and 2 World Series. Pitch a called strike 0-1. Now he faces a high prospect in Jack Leiter. So, man, Casey, welcome to Double A. Couple of really good defensive plays in this game for the right-handed hitter. He stands in, swings, and slices one high into right field, and Zavala is there, had him played shallow, and he's there to make the play. So Casey flies out to right. Inning is over. No runs on a base hit. No errors, and one man is left. So as they did last night, the Riders out on top by four. We'll go to the top of the third. Village Car Wash score of our game. The Frisco Rough Riders 5 and the Rockhounds 1.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Jack Cushing does indeed come on to pitch, so Ryan Cusick's day is a short one. 2 innings, 4 base hits, 5 runs, they are all earned. 4 walks and no strikeouts. And of the 4 walks, 3 turned into runs. And hover all the way around to third. So second and third and nobody down. Jack made a nice play, solid play to get to the ball, and then just absolutely an errant throw. Second and third, nobody down. Josh Hatcher, he walked and scored, opening the second inning. A couple of walks followed by the short porch home run from Frenier Chavez. Swinging a foul straight back. An 0-1 count here. And Jack Cushing gives up the line drive base hit, then a defensive miscue behind him, so second and third, nobody out. Jack making his 23rd appearance, his 5th out of the bullpen. Long set, right-hander's pitch, swung on, fouled away. Count is 0-2. Jack with a 4.56 ERA. Very solid, 1.28 whip. Opposition hits .267 against him, ranks among the top 10 in the Texas League in multiple categories for pitchers. Right-hander set and delivers, and a swing and a miss. Comes back with a fastball strikeout of Hatcher on 3 pitches and gets it. So second and third and one man down. Batter is David Garcia. He also drew a base on balls and scored on the Chavez home run. Frenier comes to the on-deck circle. Among qualifying pitchers, Jack Cushing, 5th in the league in earned run average and 4th in whip. Ranks 8th in opponent average as well. Pitch a called strike to the knees, 0-1. It's an interesting progression in terms of statistics. Number of pitchers who qualify for the league leadership. Of course, you have to have X number of innings pitched. And just the nature of minor league baseball these days, not that many guys qualify. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Garcia chasing one, maybe down and out of the zone. 0-2 count to the switch hitting catcher. And he will ask for time. Corpus Christi, by the way, leads out Springfield 3-0. They are just underway. The Hooks scoring 3 times in the first inning there. And I mentioned Sod Poodles out on top of San Antonio, 4-0 in the early stages at Nelson Wolf Stadium in San Antonio. 0-2 pitch, swung on, fouled back. David reached for that, but got a piece of it. Fouled it back, stays in at 0-2. Infield in all the way around. Runners at second and third on a single and an error. One man down. 0-2 count to Garcia, second time. Cushing with a big, deep breath. Jack with the 0-2 pitch, and he got him. Swing and a miss with a fastball up. So two men down on strikeouts, so the inning now should be over. And instead, it's Frenia Chavez. Three-run home run in the second inning. Second home run of this series for the switch hitter. Batting for the left side here against Jack Cushing. Second and third and two men down. Pitch from Jack, called strike at the knees, 0-1. As a starter through most of his professional career, Jack Cushing, including last season with the Rockhounds. Had a little time at AAA a year ago, but tremendous first season at the AA level. The 0-1 pitch is off the outside corner, one ball, one strike. Jack was an 11-game winner last year with the Hounds, 11-3, 3.67 ERA. Got a promotion to Las Vegas, didn't fare well there. Opened the season with Las Vegas this season. Pitch from Jack, lifted high and foul out of play left side. Jack Winkler will give a look, but he'll run out of room. One ball, two strikes to Chavez. Well, and one would think Jack will certainly get another shot at the AAA level with the Aviators, be it this season or next. Boy, this season is winding down. 19 games remain, including this one. And Riders will be home beginning next week. They will spend the next 2 weeks at home against Corpus Christi and Northwest Arkansas coming to town, respectively. They finish the season through the Riders at Amarillo, so hang around and stay close. That could still be a huge series before all is said and done. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, got him. Well, Jack Cushing gave up a base hit on the first pitch he threw. He had an error committed behind him to put runners at second and third with nobody out, and he struck out the side. So a nice turnaround there from Jack Cushing, and we'll go to the bottom half of the third. The Busch Car Wash score of our game will remain the Frisco Rough Riders 5 and the Rockhounds 1.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit aldridgegardens.com.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Hilliard IT Solutions trivia for you. A little bit on the goofy side, but you just never know what you're going to see at a baseball game, and we will take you, well, at least through the wonder of imagination, to a game in the Pennsylvania, Ontario, New York League. Well, I guess when you shorten it, PONY, I guess, is the acronym, right? Pennsylvania, Ontario, New York League. I was thinking they might have been able to shorten that. The Olean Oilers were hosting the Batavia Clippers, and the game was delayed by a little more than an hour by one individual, if you will. We go to the bottom half of the third, and here is Saeed Valenzuela, first pitch swinging fly ball left field, and that ball will drift foul out of play. Saeed then back up top for Caden Trinkle and Max Muncy. Bottom of the third, it's a 5-1 game. Riders on top, got a couple in the first and the 3-run home run by Frenier Chavez in the second. 0-1 to Saeed. Pitch, well, he got the outside corner called strike. Can't place it any better than that. 0-2, 95 miles an hour, knee-high outside edge. Leiter looks in, has his sign. Valenzuela waits. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and that one slipped off the fingertips, it looked like, a little bit. Just stayed high. One ball and two strikes. Still threw at 95. Infield has Valenzuela shaded solidly to pull. Interesting. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and just down and in, 2-2. Jack Leiter, just remarkable, a high school teammate of Anthony Volpe, the New York Yankees high prospect guy who's in the big leagues. That's a heck of a high school team, just those two guys. A swing and a miss to Saeed. Swings at one, down and in. Strikeout numbers up a little bit over the last week. He's been a really tough guy to whiff of late. Jack Leiter gets him here with a pitch down and in. Top of the order, Caden Trinkle. Got an 0-2 pitch and hit it into the right field bullpen to lead it off in the bottom of the first inning. Hounds got within 2-1. And then Chavez found the same bullpen with two men on base in the second. And the Riders expanded the lead to 5-1. Takes up high to Caden for ball one. One ball, no strikes. With that home run, he's reached base now in 8 consecutive games. And he's a .300 hitter over his last 13. Swings and sends this one foul straight back to the screen. One ball, one strike. Came to .232 overall. So a 13-game stretch when you're hitting .300. It's all about development. It's been a nice couple of weeks, 2.5 weeks or so. 1-1 pitch, fouled straight back again. 1-2 the count. Nobody on, one down in the bottom of the third. Riders leading at 5-1. Rockhounds won the first three. Riders have won the last two and have the early lead here in the Sunday afternoon finale. 1-2 count. Trinkle checked his swing. Did he go? No, they say he did. Check swinging out on strikes. I think actually Caden knew it. He was walking away. So Jack Leiter has looked very good in this ballgame. That's 4 strikeouts for him. And here's Max Muncy. Max flew out to right field and a nice play by Aaron Zavala in the first inning. Right-handed hitter turned 21 just 2 nights ago. Breaking pitch to the outside corner called strike 0-1. Boy, again, spotting that pitch on the outside edge. Off speed at 80 miles an hour and just got the outside corner. Leiter with a leg kick in the pitch. That's down and away. One ball, one strike. Mentioned prospect status is such a fluid thing, and for Jack, rated top 5 for the Rangers by MLB.com, pitch up and in ball 2, 2 balls, 1 strike, been a top 10 prospect overall in minor league baseball, entered the season among the top 100, and that's pretty high praise right there, but again, it's just a fluid kind of thing. Breaking pitch and a good one called strike, it broke in over the heart of the plate, 2-2. But with Jack Leiter, the question simply is putting everything together because his talent is absolutely undeniable. 2 balls and 2 strikes to count. Pitch to Casey. To Max Muncy. I should say, beg your pardon. Swings and fouls it back 2-2. Back-to-back strikeouts of Valenzuela and Trinkle to open the inning. And a 2-2 count to the Rockhound shortstop, Max Muncy. Clock reset, ticking down, but Jack will beat the clock. Swing and a line drive, left side, base hit. Good swing to bat by Max Muncy. Third hit of the game for the Rockhounds. Line drive to left field. Good AB, got down 0-2, came back and rips a 2-out single as Max. Shane McGuire struck out looking his first time up. Won't give you the specific numbers, but how good has this guy been in terms of getting on base? He got on base 2 out of 4 last night. Okay, that's a .500 OBP for the game. And his on-base percentage over his last 11 games went down. Pitch way up high for a ball, 1 ball, no strikes. It's not a streak, so I can mention it, being the superstitious fool that I am. Coming into the game in his last 5 games, as he awaits the 1-0 here. Pitch to Shane way up high. That's ball 2, 2-0. It's only the second 2-0 count that I can recall for Leiter in this game. Yep, he's gone 2-0 just twice. Last five games coming into this one, Shane was 2-for-12 with a .522 on-base percentage. Swings hard at ball, and that is, oh, hammer, handled beautifully at first base by Hatcher. Went to his knee and blocked that ball, smothered it for the out. Gets the glove-to-glove five from Jack Leiter. Hard hit ball, runner at first, and Hatcher was right at the bag. But, boy, that was sharply hit. Kind of handled and smothered it all at once for the out three. Unassisted, no runs on a base hit. No errors and a man left on base, so good defense helping out Jack Leiter there. And we'll go to the top half of the fourth, give you some totals in a moment. Village Car Wash score, Riders 5, Rockhounds 1.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by Oxy.
Rough Riders, pretty much a repeat performance of last evening. A four-run advantage early, and that's where we go to the top half of the fourth. Riders 5 and the Rockhounds 1. We're still 5 runs, 5 hits, and no errors. 5-5-0, and 5 men left on base. Rockhounds have 1 run, 3 hits, 1 error, and 2 men left on. Jack Cushing to face the top of the order. Jax Biggers, who has walked and singled, takes a called strike. And it's 0-1. Walked, stole a base, and scored in the first. Riders got two in the first inning, and three more in the second. Pitch from Cushing fouled back. Count is 0-2. After Biggers walked and swiped second, Evan Carter an RBI double, and Kellen Strom brought Carter home with an RBI single. Two walks to open the second inning, and then the short porch homer from Frenier Chavez in the second, accounting for the Riders 5 runs in the game. The 0-2 pitch from Cushing, just down and away, 1-2. Hounds got on the board quickly. Bottom of the first inning, Caden Trinkle, the leadoff batter in this game for the Hounds, a solo home run into the short porch bullpen and right. But that's all Jack Leiter has allowed. Swinging a fly ball, foul, Biggers protecting the outside corner and actually pulled that ball way deep right field. 1-2 the count. Aaron Zavala and Evan Carter will follow. Final game of this six-game series. Hounds won the first three. Riders have the last two. And a four-run advantage here to try to gain a season split or series split. Pitch up high, 2-2. Teams split 12 games at Riders Field. Hounds have taken 7 of 11 here. Cushing ready to go. That big, deep breath and the pitch on the way swung on and sent foul just wide of the bag at first. Still 2-2. So Biggers and Cushing doing some battle here. Again, Amarillo is leading in their game at San Antonio. Double-check that score here in a moment. But, yep, still 4-0 in the bottom of the third. San Antonio trying to rally back a bit. Pitch from Jack is swung on and popped high in the air, right side, giving a long look. Trio of Rockhounds, all three going to run out of room as second baseman Casey Yamauchi, right fielder Cameron Masterman, and first baseman Shane McGuire all chasing that ball, but it got out of play. Nope, count stays 2-2 here to Jax Biggers. Of course, today will be very significant with the Riders leading the Hounds. If Frisco wins this game, Rockhounds really have to hope that Amarillo will not hang on to the lead. Ground ball up the middle. One long hop to Max Muncy. Makes the play on the throw, and Biggers is out. So he battled after getting down 0-2, but he bounces out on a one hopper behind the bag at second to Max Muncy. One away for Aaron Zavala. If the two scores hold, and yet Amarillo has a four-run lead, and they are going to the bottom of the fourth now, 4-0 Amarillo, but they have pitched really well in that series. Hounds would be three games down. Pitch swung on and missed by Zavala. It's 0-1. And again, if the scores hold, Frisco would be four games back. Remember, though, the Riders do finish the season at Amarillo. Pitch down and away for a ball, 1-1. And so for the Hounds, really, no matter what happens today, obviously it will have a pretty solid effect on the standings and how things look going into a new week. Pitch from Cushing, swung on and missed, 1-2. But for the Rockhounds, it's an A, B, and C kind of thing. If you win the series in Amarillo, you're still in it. If you split it, well, you're hanging around. And if you lose the series, you're pretty much done. And it's basically that simple going to Hodgetown. Sidepoodle's about a really good second half. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and that is sliced down the left field side, but it will drift foul. Count stays 1-2 to Aaron Zavala. He has flown to right and flown to center in two trips. Wichita has taken a 2.5 game lead in the north over Northwest Arkansas. Wind surge, a great second half. Pitch down and in. The count goes 2-2. Aaron Zavala, left-handed hitter, if I did not say, facing the right-hander Jack Cushing. Base is empty, one man down. Pitch swung on and missed, down and in, strike three. Zavala out on strikes. So fourth strikeout for Jack Cushing in relief, two men down. Here's Evan Carter, RBI double and a run scored in the first. Reached on a fielder's choice his last time. Evan, left-handed hitter at 283. Pitch down and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Guy who figures to be a pretty solid bet to be part of the Rangers' future for a good while. 1-0 pitch up and away for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. When they drafted him in the second round, Rangers, a lot of folks kind of questioning drafting this fellow that high in 2020, but boy, he has turned out to be an outstanding prospect. Swing and a miss, two balls and a strike. Second round selection looks pretty good right now in 2020. Of course, did not play until 21. Drafted out of high school, so just 20 years of age. Takes just down and in. 3-1 to count. So Cushing really getting behind for the first time in this game. Three balls and one strike. His second inning of work came on in the third. The kick and pitch, and it's down low, ball four. So two-out walk for Evan Carter. We'll see if he might be running here. Kellen Strom will be the batter. 1-for-2 with an RBI single. RBI in the first inning is 40th. Another base on balls for Evan Carter. That's 73. And Riders have drawn a ton of walks. Already set a franchise single season record. Pitch outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Franchise born in 2003. They won the title in 2004 with a fiery manager named Tim Ireland. Didn't win another one until last year. Runner goes. Kind of thought he might. So swing and a miss. Throw through to second. Do they get him? Yeah, he's out. Catch and tag by Casey Yamauchi. So the caught stealing, William Simonide gets Evan Carter. Carter thought he beat the tag, and he will discuss a little bit, but the inning will come to an end. Good strong low throw by Simo. So we'll go to the bottom half of the fourth. Oh, yeah, but tell you about that, Pennsylvania... some brother New York League game. Yeah, we'll tell you about that and what delayed it. Kind of cool stuff. Jack Leiter's day, I do believe, is done. But he looked very good in this one. And the Riders have the lead. Go to the bottom of the fourth. Village Car Wash score. Frisco 5, Rockhounds 1.
Texas Ford Dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Reed Burlingmeyer is the man who will relieve Jack Leiter, and his first pitch swung on and missed by Lazaro Armenteros. Middle third of the order in the bottom half of the fourth inning, 5-1 Frisco. Burlingmeyer's pitch fouled straight back, so Lazaro two pitches in, down 0-2. Jack Leiter, three innings, three hits, one run, came on a short porch home run, did not walk a batter and struck out four. Coming off the development list, I would think that is a very, very solid performance. Swing and a miss. Lazaro out on three pitches. So Burlingmeyer out of the bullpen and gets a whiff on the first three things he throws to the plate. Here's Cameron Masterman, strikeout victim, his first time up. That, of course, against Jack Leiter. Reed Burlingmeyer making his 12th appearance. Not a huge sample size, but he's been outstanding for the Riders so far. Right-hander delivers. That's called strike outside corner 0-1. Burlingmeyer in 11 games, a 1.45 ERA, has a save to his credit. Just a solid pitching line all the way. Backup pitch fouled away. It's 0-2. Reed a hit per inning, including the strikeout here, actually. 19 innings, 18 hits, only 6 walks and 22 strikeouts. So a hit per inning, very few whiffs, and better than a strikeout per frame. The 0-2 pitch to Cameron drops low for a ball. One ball, two strikes, 1-2. I had to look this up to be sure. But a crepuscular was responsible for a delay of more than 1 hour at a Pennsylvania-Ontario-New York League game on this date, 1951. Line drive, right center field, got a chance, base hit. Over to cut it off is Evan Carter. Boy, good swing of the bat there, Cameron Masterman. Again, a little bit of a struggle. He's been very good. He's hit 300 in his time with the Rockhounds. But as everybody will do, he's gone through a little bit of a slump over his last four games or so. Cameron just 1-for-14 as he came to the plate there with 8 strikeouts. And a nice line drive into right center field. One on and one down. Here's Jack Winkler. Going out to right field his first time up. So one on and one man down. Check swing, did not mean to. Turned into it and fouled it away. Well, it was a crepuscular that delayed the game, and a crepuscular, according to National Pastime, and doggone if they're not right, a crepuscular is something that comes out and thrives around twilight. Pitch up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. I guess certain people could be a crepuscular when you get right down to it. But in this case, it was Critter. And all of a sudden there's a critter on the infield, and the critter didn't want to budge, and it's just one critter, but it delayed the game for better than an hour. Pitch inside for a ball, it's 2-1. So what crepuscular are we talking about? And these are all crepusculars, by the way. Yeah, I did the more homework than I did probably in junior high school. Was it a bobcat, a wombat, a skunk, a moose, or a chimney swift? Pitch just off the inside edge, ball 3-1. So mentioned, Burlingmeier does not walk many batters at all. He's 3-1 here to Jack Winkler. One on and one man down, 5-1 Frisco in the bottom of the fourth inning. Cameron Masterman takes the lead, throw to first, and boy, that was close. Good snap throw by Burlingmeier. Then a bobcat, a wombat, a skunk, a moose, or a chimney swift. Those are all crepusculars, and one of them delayed the game in the Pony League, Pennsylvania, Ontario, New York League on this date. Pitch swung on, ripped into left field. It'll hang up and right there to make the play is Strom. Boy, line shot right at Kellen Winkler with a good swing of the bat. Right at the Frisco left fielder, two men down. Here's William Simonite. Simo has singled his first time up. That came against Jack Leiter, one of three hits allowed by the Riders' right-hander. So one on and two men down. Two hard-hit baseballs, one for a hit, the other is caught. 5-1 Riders in the bottom of the fourth inning. Pitch down and away for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Well, when this critter came on the field and all of a sudden somebody was aware that there was a, doubt they knew it was a crepuscular, but there was a critter on the field and some of the players tried to shoo the thing away, but the critter wouldn't budge. Swinging a foul away, it's 1-1 to Simo. And in fact, it was mostly players who ended up vacating. So what was it that delayed that game? Was it a bobcat, a wombat, a skunk, a moose, or a chimney swift? One ball, one strike count. You've heard more about crepusculars than you will ever again. Here's a ball well hit. That's deep left field. Strom is going back. He's turning. He's watching high off the wall in left field. That's going to put runners at second and third. Boy, Simo drilled that ball. Narrowly missed a two-run home run. So it's second and third, two men down. And, boy, Simo just crushed that. He's 2-for-2 in this game. And that'll bring up Casey Yamauchi. The Hounds down 5-1, but second and third in a visit now to the mound from catcher David Garcia. Two men are out in the inning. In the third and here in the fourth, Hounds with base runners. In the fourth inning, or third inning rather, that came with two men down. A one-out single and a two-out double here. Well, let's see. It was not a chimney swift. That's actually a bird, but it's a crepuscular bird. It wasn't a wombat. I don't know that a wombat could delay a game that much. So bobcat, skunk, or moose. Now, any of those, if they were of a mind, could delay a game for an hour or more, and one of them did. So bobcat, skunk, or moose. That's like a kid's book. Casey Yamauchi is the batter, second and third, two men down. 5-1 Riders in the bottom of the fourth inning. Casey 0-for-1. Runners their lead, stretch and pitch, just off the inside corner, one ball, no strikes. Casey 5-for-29 is a member of the Rockhounds, playing in his 10th game here, his 13th game, actually now his 14th. That's his 13th line drive left side. Over the glove of the shortstop base hit. Going to send them both. And now the brakes put on. Casey Yamauchi. Hello, how are you? Line drive base hit. Drives home a run. Well, you know how broadcasters tend to exaggerate. I started to say it's his 14th professional game. It's his 13th. And then a line drive in. Shortstop K-Bear Rodriguez almost got it. Line drive by Casey. Base hit. Run scores. Hounds have a run on three hits here against Burlingmeier. Runners at the corners for Sahib Valenzuela. Struck out his first time. Simo walking lead down the third baseline. Pitch high and away. Ball 1 to Sahib. Well, Casey Yamauchi is just a, that's a cool story. Again, just here to fill a spot. And he's getting some playing time, and this is his fourth RBI. Pitch outside, ball two, two balls, no strikes. Top of the order, Caden Trinkel waiting on deck, but again, two men down in the inning. Runners their leads at first and third, 2-0 count to Saeed, 5-2 the score, Frisco leads. Takes called strike, perfect pitch, outside corner, right about knee high, not much you can do with that, and 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Rockhounds left fielder. Pitch by Burlingmeier swung on and missed. But same pitch that Jack Leiter got him out on the third inning. Down and in really tied him up. That was a fastball at 93 and had really good run on it. Down and in. 2-2 count. Infield has him played to pull. Pitch from Burlingmeier swung on, popped up, it'll get out of play, might get over the roof. Yep, did, clank. Two balls, two strikes. We'll see where this at-bat or inning go, and then we'll finish our trivia looking for a bobcat, a skunk, or a moose. Which one played that game back in 1951? Matchup between the Olean Oilers and the Batavia Clippers. 2-2 stretch, 2-1, 2-out. Saeed waits, pitched by Burlingmeier, swung on, lifted high in the air, foul ball, and that will get into the seats. Oops, still a 2-2 count, so battle going on here. Burlingmeier got behind 2-0, but he got the next two pitches across, and now a third 2-2 pitch on the way. Burlingmeier out of Lovett, Normal, Illinois. Here's the 2-2 stretch in pitch. Nope, down and in, ball three. So now it'll be Yamauchi running from first. The other runner is William Simonite. He is at third base. One run across, two men on, two men out, 3-2 count. Riders five, Rockhounds two. Burlingmeier set, 3-2. Casey runs, pitch swung on, ground ball to second. That'll be handled by Biggers. Flip to first, inning is over. So the Rockhounds get a run on three base hits. No errors, but they'll leave two men on. So they rattle the cage a little bit, but the Riders will hang on to the lead. We'll go to the top half of the fourth and give you our trivia answer coming up. Didn't need to stretch it out quite this long. There's some stuff going on for the Rockhounds in that inning. So after four, Village Car Wash score, the Frisco Rough Riders five, and the Rockhounds two.
If you love HEB, but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See HEB.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Sunday afternoon baseball finale of a six-game series. Rockhounds and the Frisco Rough Riders. Bob Hards at Rocky Town. Thanks so much for coming on board Rockhounds Radio. And very special welcome to folks on Valley Live and MILB TV. Appreciate bringing the ball game your way. And the Riders over the Rockhounds 5-2 to the top of the fifth inning. Stevie Emanuels, who got a save in his Double-A debut, is on the pitch. Tall right-hander joined the ball club just at the start of this series. And he will face Kellen Strom to lead it off. And a strike on the outside edge to Strom. He was at the plate when Evan Carter was thrown out trying to steal a base on a close play at second. 6'5 right-hander. Stevie Emanuels with a pitch way up and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. Comes up from Lansing. He'll face Strom, Hauber, and Rodriguez. Middle third of the order for the Riders. Oh, pitch up and in, and it hit him. Oh, and hope Strom is okay. And slams the bat down, and that's because that hurts. So Emanuels with a hit by pitch. Strom will take his base. One man on with nobody down. Two innings for Jack Cushing. Gave up a base hit on the first pitch he threw. And an error committed behind him at second and third. Nobody out upon entry, but gave up just the one hit. No runs, one walk, four strikeouts. Another good performance by Jack, in this case out of the bullpen. Trevor Hauber is the batter. He has walked and singled. Emanuels' pitch went down the middle. Fastball at 94 for a strike, and it's 0-1. 5-2 Riders in the fifth. Well, the three choices on our trivia, any one of them, I would think, could delay a baseball game for an hour. Pitch right down the middle, called strike two. Quick 0-2 count to the left-handed hitting DH. A bobcat, a skunk, or a moose? Now, bobcat, that's probably less likely because they're a little skittery, I would think. But still, you don't want to mess with one, don't want to make one angry. But it wasn't a bobcat. Was it a skunk or a moose? Big guy or little guy on this date? 0-2 stretch and pitch, swing and a miss, and a three-pitch strikeout. So one on and one man down. And the batter is K-Bear Rodriguez. Well, if a moose doesn't want to leave, I don't imagine you can probably make him leave. Now, there may be ways. And I've seen a moose up pretty close and personal, and they're big guys, and if they don't want to move, they won't move, but nope. Of all those critters, it's the one that if he wants to stay, you don't want to mess with him. Here's a swing and a miss. 0-1 as Rodriguez chases one. K-Bear bounced into a double play nicely handled by Casey Yamamuchi in the first and reached on an error in the third. He's 0-2. One on, one out. 5-2 Frisco. Emmanuel's a long set. Stevie's pitch, and that's bounced foul at the plate. 0-2. It was a skunk. And all of a sudden, it's kind of, I mean, if you picture that right now, all of a sudden, if a skunk wanders onto the infield and he doesn't want to leave, it's tough to convince him. A bunch of the players in that Pony League game, Pennsylvania, Ontario, New York League game, tried to shoo him away, but in each case, the skunk got the better of the players, and he stayed put. 0-2 pitch fouled away. And it took better than an hour. And then the skunk just decided to leave, which I think is really my favorite part of the whole story, is he delays the thing for more than an hour. That's a long time. And then just for whatever the reason, the skunk says, yeah, okay, I'm done. And he left. Pitch high for ball one. One ball, two strikes to count. K-Bear Rodriguez, right-handed hitting shortstop at the plate. One on and one out in the fifth. 5-2 Frisco. I love the line from nationalpastime.com. Terrific website. Swinging a chopper. Shortstop Max Muncy. No, he ran right over the top of it, did Max. Oh, my goodness. Ball dribbles into left field. Oh. E6 on Max Muncy. He might have taken his eye off it. Ball one hit real hard. It was a little roller, and Max just ran right over the top of it. So Rodriguez reaches for the second straight time on an error, and Strom with good hustle comes around to third base, goes to second on the chopper and to third on the error. So first and third, one man down. Here's Josh Hatcher. National Pastime describes the game between the Oleon Oilers and Batavia Clippers as saying, the game resumes but with a lot fewer fans in the stands. Yeah, for a couple of reasons, I would think. Pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. Number one, the game gets delayed for an hour, and number two, it was a skunk that delayed it. There was probably some odiferous stuff. Never know what you're going to see at a ballpark. That was this date, 1951, on our Hilliard IT's. Hilliard IT Solutions trivia. Pitch down and in for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. So, let's reset things for you. Kellen Strom, hit by a pitch. Trevor Hauber, three-pitch strikeout. K-Bear Rodriguez, roller to shortstop, and An error on Max Muncy puts runners at the corners, one man down, 5-2 the score. Pitch to Hatcher, down and in and back to the screen. And boy, the Hounds will really just, in this case, give the run right back. And now coming on, good hustle. K-Bear Rodriguez goes to third base. Simonite picked up the baseball. Run scores, and all the way around to third is Rodriguez. Boy, that's really great hustle by K-Bear. Not looking for that at all. So it's a 3-0 count to Josh Hatcher. Wild pitch brings Strom home. And K-Bear Rodriguez takes two bases on the wild pitch. Delivery from Stevie is up high, and that's ball four. So now it's first and third again, but with a run across. So a hit batsman, an error, and a wild pitch, and now another walk. So that's not a pretty inning. Any way you look at it, the batter is David Garcia. Walked and scored in the second inning, and a strikeout in the third. Garcia, switch hitter, batting from the left side against Stevie Emanuels, who delivers outside for a ball, one ball and no strikes. It's an interesting scoring situation right here with Rodriguez taking two bases on the wild pitch. Delivery right there for a called strike is 1-1. Don't know which takes priority. Kellen Strom reached on a hit batsman. He went to second on the ground ball portion of the ball that Rodriguez hit, went to third on an error, scores on a wild pitch, but Rodriguez comes from first to third in the wild pitch. Pitches up and away here. The count goes 2-1. So one run across, and earned or unearned would be an intriguing question. By the way, San Antonio has scored a couple. It's 4-2 Amarillo, leading the Sod Poodles. Game of interest for both of these teams. Bouncing ball foul, and it's 2-2. In that ball game at San Antonio, boy, Amarillo won the other night 1-0. Went extra innings last night before San Antonio defeated the Sod Poodles. But Amarillo will host the Hounds, and Amarillo will finish with 12 of their last 18 at Hodgetown. Tough place to play. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. And out on strikes is David Garcia. So the inning now should be over, and boy, now I'm fascinated whether that run is earned or unearned. That is an interesting call. Earned and unearned, of course, you factor out errors. And if you do that, Kellen Strom on his own would be at third. But K-Bear Rodriguez took two bases on a wild pitch, so I don't know which takes priority there. Pitch high and away for a ball to Franmier Chavez. He's 1-for-2. The one was a big one, a 3-run home run. A pair of walks led off the second, and then Chavez found the right field bullpen. Third home run of the season for the Riders, and his second of this series. A swing and a miss. Count goes 1-1. Chavez, a switch hitter. Batting from the left side against the right-hander, Stevie Emanuels in his second double of game. And there's a line drive into right center field, and that is a base hit. And that will bring runners to the corners and drive home another. Boy, a well-hit ball. Chavez just drilled a line drive to right center field. In to score easily is Rodriguez. The inning should have been over, of course, already with the error included. So that run for certain will be unearned, but it is a run nonetheless, and the Riders now have gained a 5-run advantage. It is 7-2. And Chavez has driven in 4 of the 7. Jax Bigger is at the plate, first and third, two men down. Bigger swings, first pitch, no surprise, fouls this one away. 0-1 is the count. Bakers in this game has walked, stolen a base, and scored. That was leading off the game. Singled in the second, bounced out to shortstop Max Muncy in the fourth. Batting here in the fifth, the runners at the corners with two runs in. Pitch slips off the fingertips if the right-hander stays high here for a ball. 1-1. Infield has been in shadows all day with a cloud bank blocking the sun. Stretch and pitch, hard hit ball, but foul. Woo, boy, right over the top of the first base coaching box. And wisely, first base coach hits the deck, gets out of the way. We all know that can be oh so serious. One ball and two strikes to count to Jax Biggers. So Riders regain control of this one. Rockhounds got within 5-2 and had two more men on base, but got only the single run in the last half inning. His pitch swung on and looped towards second base, and backpedaling, Casey makes the play. Boy, if Casey Yamauchi is about 2 inches shorter, that ball gets over him, but he makes the play backpedaling this. Casey, he's played a very nice defensive game, by the way, in this one, and has an RBI to boot. He's had a really good game. So it is two runs on one hit, one error, and a couple of men are left on base. We'll keep this one here, tell you what is up next for both of these teams. The Riders now have regained and taken a 5-run advantage in this game. Double check the mound real quick, Mike. And it is Reed Burlingmeyer again. Just wanted to make sure before we tell you what's up next for the Rockhounds. There is one homestand remaining. That'll be September 5th through 10th. San Antonio Missions come to town. Hounds will be at Amarillo next week. First three games of that series will be at 6:35. So a slightly earlier start time, 6:35 from Hodgetown, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, then Friday, Saturday evenings at 7:05, and 1 week from today at 1:05 to conclude that series, which in terms of the Hounds' hopes will certainly be absolutely definitive. For Frisco, the Riders, if you're watching on Valley Live, MILB TV, the Riders are home. And of the 3 weeks remaining, they will spend the next two at Riders Field before Frisco will go to Amarillo to wrap up the regular season. Frisco will host the Corpus Christi Hooks beginning next Tuesday. That'll be Tuesday through Sunday. And then the Northwest Arkansas Naturals beginning a week from Tuesday. So back-to-back six-game homestands for the Rough Riders at Riders Field. The Hounds will be at Amarillo, then come back home to wrap up the regular season at home. Hounds, by the way, finished the overall season at Wichita against a team that has absolutely owned them historically, and a team which all of a sudden is playing really good baseball, of course. Go to the bottom of the fifth. Caden Trinkle, 1-for-2, solo home run and a strikeout, both against Jack Leiter. He takes down low from Burlingmeyer for ball one, one ball, no strikes. Caden, a left-handed hitter. Home run, his first. At the double-A level, that is. Swings and misses, comes up empty, and the count goes one ball, one strike. Max Muncy and Shane McGuire to follow in the Rockhounds fifth inning. Riders with a very fast start. Two in the first, three in the second. Called strike on the outside edge. Count goes one and two. Hounds got one in the first and one more in the fourth. And, of course, then the Riders just moments ago coming back and really Frankensteining a couple of runs together. 7-2. Delivery to Trinkle just down and in. Two balls and two strikes. Reed Burlingmeyer, right-hander's second inning of work in relief of Jack Leiter. Just joining us. Jack was activated just today off the development list. And went three innings, and they were very solid. Again, short porch home run, but three base hits, no walks, four strikeouts. It's low and away, ball three, full count now to Caden. Reed Burlingmeyer, out of the University of Illinois, Chicago. Right-hander stretches, delivers, and a swing and a miss. Caden Trinkle out on strikes. Off-speed pitch down in the zone. So one man down, second strikeout for Burlingmeyer, and that'll bring up Max Muncy. Max 1-for-2, flew out to right field and singled to left in the first and third, respectively. Didn't make a lot of errors, but a costly error in the last half inning that opened the door to a couple of runs scoring. Swings and fouls one back, and it's 0-1. Max at 285. On base in 17 of his last 18 games. Nice stretch going there. Swinging a high fly ball right field. Zavala is there, drifting over, has it in his sights, and now in the glove. Fly ball to right field. Two men down in the fifth, and here's Shane McGuire. Shane 0 for 2. Moving to first base in this ball game. He and William Simonite pretty well alternating behind the dish, which seems like a really good plan, of course, because you're still playing in such hot conditions. Not at triple digits yet today, but still it's very warm, into the low 90s, I believe. I haven't checked in a while. Pitch just off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. Nobody on and two men down in the bottom half of the fifth. 7-2. Frisco leads it. 93 degrees. A little sunshine breaking through now, in and out of the clouds. One ball, no strikes. Pitch from Burlingmeyer outside. Ball two. 2-0. Shane bounced out sharply his last time up. First baseman Josh Hatcher made a nice play right on the bag on a sharply hit ball. Burlingmeyer's pitch, and that's down low and in. Ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Lazaro Armenteros on deck for the Hounds. Shane, left-handed hitter, 226 overall. Again, an interesting stat line for Shane McGuire. The stretch and pitch, and that's a strike on the outside edge. 3-1. Burlingmeyer comes set, hands right at the letters. 3-1 pitch, swing, and a miss. McGuire comes up empty. Three balls and two strikes to count, and he will ask for time. I think he wants to make an adjustment with a baseball bat, which I guess he is allowed to do. It's interesting. That's kind of a different area in the pitch clock era, but he wanted to do a little work on the barrel of the bat. Now he's ready to go, and we'll walk back to the batter's box. Count is full, bases empty, two men down, bottom of the fifth, 7-2 Frisco. McGuire stands back in, right-hander Reed Burlingmeyer set to go. And the 3-2 pitch, swung on and missed, got him. Well, Shane McGuire has reached base in 11 straight, but he's 0 for 3 in this one. Again, the good play by Hatcher his last time up. So for the first time in this ballgame, either team goes up and down in order as the Rockhounds go 1-2-3, and Burlingmeyer, after giving up a run in the last inning, returns to form a couple of strikeouts here in a 1-2-3 fifth inning. We'll give you some totals coming up after five complete Village Car Wash score of our ballgame. The Rockhounds trailing the Frisco Rough Riders 7-2.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes. This tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aaron Zavala leads it off. We go to the top half of the sixth inning. C.B. Emanuels fires down the middle for an 0-1 count. This is nothing that will interrupt the rest of your day, but that last commercial break, that's not the button I pushed. That was it. We've got a ghost in the machine pitched down low for a ball, one strike. That's interesting. That group is not supposed to exist anymore. Well, thank you very much. Yeah, there was an album a long time ago called Ghost in the Machine. I always liked that name. I think it was a Police album. Pitch up and away, two balls, one strike. Kids ask your great-grandparents. But apparently there is one here on the laptop. We'll give you some totals here in a moment. Two balls, one strike to count. Manuel's pitch is fouled back, and it's 2-2. Aaron Zavala, Evan Carter, and Kellen Strom in the top of the sixth inning. Riders out on top by a 7-2 score. Stevie Emanuel's his second inning of work missed just off the back door there. Try to off-speed pitch, did not quite get there. Riders have 7 runs on 6 hits, no errors, 7-6-0. Rockhounds have 2 runs on 6 hits and 2 errors, 2-6-2. 3-2 pitch, lifted in the air to center field. Trinkle drifting to his right. Caden is there, and he's got it. Fly ball to center. Zavala retired, one man down in the sixth. We said coming in it was Jack Leiter coming off the development list. Ryan Cusick, who has been on that same list for the A's. And their numbers, and both again are prospects. Leiter, of course, at one time one of the highest prospects in baseball, and I think certainly still obviously a very high prospect for the Rangers, but both guys have prospect status. Swinging a foul out of play, Evan Carter. Evan 1-for-2 with a RBI double, a run scored, a fielder's choice and a walk. But Leiter and Cusick, the numbers almost identical, based on being tough to hit and command at times being an issue. Pitch down and in 1-1. Jack Leiter's whip was 1.52, Ryan's 1.53. Leiter's opponent average 235, Cusick 241. Pitch inside and high ball 2-2-1. So very similar numbers. But Ryan did struggle today. He walked 4 batters, and 3 of them came across to score. Jack Leiter did not walk a batter in this game. In his short but good stint, 3 innings. Pitch down low, 3-1. And for Ryan, a leadoff walk to open the game on 4 pitches to Jack's Biggers. He came across to score. Then he walked Hatcher and Garcia to open the second inning on 9 pitches total. And then Chavez, a 3-run homer. Bouncing ball, foul wide of first. Count full, 3-2 to Evan Carter. The Riders got an RBI double from Evan in the first inning, followed by Kellen Strom's RBI single. Then the 3-run home run from Chavez. Hounds got the solo home run into the short porch bullpen by Caden Trinkle in the first inning. Chavez also found the short porch. Hounds got a run in the fourth, RBI by Casey Yamauchi. Pitch swung on and missed. And Evan Carter out. Kind of a medium range pitch right down the chute at 87. And there comes Bobby Crosby. And that'll be it for Stevie Emanuels. But he strikes out Evan Carter. I believe the two runs, the one of the runs he gave up could not be earned, and I think both will be unearned in this game. Double check it again here. Yep, 2 unearned runs for Stevie Emanuels. He'll strike out 3 batters. So he goes an inning and 2/3, gave up the RBI single to Franmil Chavez. 2 runs, both unearned. Walked 1 batter, struck out 3, and hit 1 batter. And the Hounds will go to the bullpen, and this will be the Kellen Strom who will face him. And I think it's Austin, and it is Austin Briggs. Briggs out of the bullpen here in the sixth, a 7-2 Frisco lead. Get Austin's name on the card. He'll face Kellen Strom. Bases empty with 2 men down. The Riders, the last 2 games, very, very fast starts. Got 4 in the first inning last evening, and then again, that became the ultimate margin of victory, and 5 runs in the first 2 innings in this one. So fast starts for Frisco. They lead this one 7-2. Strom will step in. Riders host Corpus Christi on Tuesday. Rockhounds are at Amarillo on Tuesday. Wrapping up our quick game summary. Kellen Strom taps the plate, and he will step in 1-for-2 with an RBI single, also hit by a pitch and scored a run. Takes a strike from Austin down the middle, 0-1. Austin Briggs, Rockhound's left-hander out of the bullpen. Second most utilized pitcher right behind Calvin Coker bounces this one up to the plate. Count goes 1-1. Austin in his 34th appearance, 1-2 with a 5.88 ERA. A couple of saves in five chances. Line drive to deep left field. That ball is going to do some damage. Base of the wall, well over the head of Saeed Valenzuela. He will retrieve, but that'll be a stand-up double for Strom. Kellen driving that ball to the base of the wall in left field. Briggs doesn't give up a ton of base hits. That, though, was just a flying shot to two-bagger. Just the 27th hit he's given up in 33 and two-thirds, but he's walked 31 against 41 strikeouts. By the way, San Antonio, hello, how are you? They have scored four times, and they lead Amarillo 6-4. Pitch right down the chute called strike to Trevor Hauber. It's 0-1. A six-run bottom half of the fifth inning for San Antonio. Stretch and pitch by Austin outside for a ball, one ball and one strike. Double-check that. Again, Amarillo was leading that ball game 4-0. Actually, a six-run bottom of the fifth. And San Antonio threatening in the bottom of the sixth inning. Pitch low and outside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Well, if this score does not change, or in other words, if Frisco does not surrender the lead, that score is hugely good news for the Riders and would be a sigh of relief for the Rockhounds. Riders would get within three. Hounds would stay within two games of Amarillo, but long way to go, of course. Bouncing ball foul wide at first, and it's two balls, two strikes. But the Missions have indeed taken the lead with a half dozen in the fifth, and they are threatening in the bottom of the sixth inning at Nelson Wolf Stadium in San Antonio. Make things a little more interesting with 18 to go. Briggs' pitch swung on and missed. Hauber chased it off the outside corner. The inning comes to an end. So the two-out double from Kellen Strom does not do any damage, and Austin Briggs with the strikeout. So we go to the bottom half of inning number six, our Village Car Wash score, as the Riders out on top 7-2.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinnamon Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
Veteran right-hander Matt Bush on the pitch. We'll go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Frisco leading the Hounds 7-2. Bush will face the middle third of the order, Lazaro Armenteros, Cameron Nesterman, and Jack Winkler. A road to the show, just a real quick one for you. Which was the first American League team to have four players with 30 or more home runs in the same season? First American League team to have four players with 30 home runs in the same season. Was it the Angels, the Red Sox, the Yankees, or the Astros? As Lazaro takes up and in for a ball 1-0. Lazaro 0-for-2, bounced to second in the first inning and struck out in the fourth. Matt Bush, 37-year-old right-hander. Some big league experience. Breaking ball is bounced foul. Count is 1-1. He's looking to get back to... Oh, my goodness. David Garcia hit again. Oh, man. Well, that doesn't feel good now in 93 degrees. And, boy, he is really limping. And David trying to walk it off. I would imagine the athletic trainer will come out. He's given a look, though. Boy, yeah, Garcia has been hit three times in this game with deflections. And trying to walk that off. Boy, that bus ride isn't going to be real comfortable going home. Not a really lengthy one, not by Texas League South Division standards anyway. And boy, tomorrow, you know that's going to hurt. Man, David has really taken a pounding back there today. One ball, one strike. Pitch from Bush is a breaking ball away, and the count goes 2-1. First American League team to have four players with 30 home runs in the same season. Angels, Red Sox, Yankees, or Astros. The fourth guy got there on this date. Pitch way up high. Three balls, one strike. So last of the sixth. Hounds down by a handful. Lazarell waits. Count 3-1. Swings. Fouls it away. 3-2. By the way, Wichita is leading Arkansas 5-0. Again, Arkansas has just absolutely run into a brick wall lately. And Wichita again leading the North in the second half. Bouncing ball foul at the plate. Count stays 3-2. Arkansas and Wichita were the top two teams in the league. Basically all the way through, boy, really on through the end of the first half. And even into the early stages of the second. Bouncing ball foul. I think that one got Lazaro on the foot. 3-2. Boy, they have both really struggled of late. Don't have Arkansas's numbers right in front of me, but this would be a 24-game stretch in which I think they have won six. Top of the head stuff, but they might not, maybe not even six. 3-2, second time, breaking pitch. Lazaro sends a high fly ball to left field. This is high and deep, heading toward the corner, looking up with room, and there to make the catch is Kellen Strom. Deepest part of left field, it's where the bullpen fence meets the high outfield wall, that left field corner, if you will. If you pull that just a little bit more, it finds the left field bullpen, but it ran out of steam and a well-hit ball, and Strom tracks it down. Here's Cameron Masterman with one away in the sixth. Well, it's our Astound Broadband Road to the Show. So the first American League team to have four players with 30 home runs in the same season, three of them former Midland Angels. Cameron Masterman stepping in against Matt Bush. He's outside here for a ball score. You know, I glance at a piece of paper. I'm not sure about a call, and the scoreboard still is stuck on 3-2 from Lazaro Armenteros. Come on, Clay Williams. Open up, help us out here. Scoreboard stuck on 3-2, and I missed the first one. Pitch to the corner. That's a called strike. I believe it's 2-1, but I would feel better if he would indicate it. Two balls, one strike. There we go. Scoreboard now is 3-3. Okay, I feel a little better. I missed a pitch, but the scoreboard has a 3-3 count. Here's a called strike, and the count is now 2-2. Well, the series in San Antonio, we had a substitute umpire, and a guy was given a walk on ball two. I've never seen that. Now, it was corrected. Swinging a number foul, two balls, two strikes. And, of course, we are the franchise, Cubs, Angels, and it was the Rockhounds era in which we actually saw a Texas League title decided on a 4-2 pitch. It says 3-2 in the books, but we all know it wasn't. It was a 4-2 pitch, so you never know. 2-2 count. Masterman swings and misses, and Matt Bush gets him with a breaking pitch away. So Cameron 1-for-3, still having his struggles of late against the Riders in this series, but has a hit and a run scored in this game. Two down for Jack Winkler. It was the Angels on this date in the year 2000. Tim Salmon, one of the class acts ever, hit his 30th home run. He joined Mo Vaughn and former Midland Angels, Winkler takes a strike 0-1, Garrett Anderson, and Troy Gloss. All four guys, 30 or more home runs in that year. First American League team to do it, the Angels in 2000. Backup pitch called strike 0-2 to Winkler. Timmy played here in 1990 and 91, Garrett Anderson in 92, and Troy Gloss was a member of the last Angels season, 1998. Breaking pitch, bounced foul. Count stays 0-2. Nobody on, two men down. Bottom of the sixth, it's 7-2 in favor of the Riders. And San Antonio Missions added two more in the sixth. They lead Amarillo 8-4. Pitch to the corner just wide. One ball, two strikes. Boy, Jack took that with a good eye. 0-2 in the game, so a little personal business on the line here. Riders in command in this game right now, though. Pitch to Winkler and a chopper towards shortstop. Going to be third baseman instead. Make the play and throw just in time. Nicely handled by Chavez. So Jack Winkler's 16-game on-base streak is on hold. That was a really nice play by Brainerd Chavez. Ball was a little chopper, so it took a while to get there. Had to make the play in fluid motion, and he did. So we're bound for the top half of the seventh inning. Riders off to a fast start in this game, and they hold a five-run advantage through the sixth inning. At the top of the seventh, Village Car Wash score, Riders 7, Rockhounds 2.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get five tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the stretch inning, and Kaver Rodriguez will lead it off. Josh Hatcher and David Garcia will follow for the Riders in the stretch inning. First pitch by Austin Briggs, and standing and having no intention of swinging, Kaver looks at ball one down low. Rodriguez has had an interesting day at the plate. He's 0-3. Swings and punches this one right side, and it'll be handled by Yamauchi on the move. Throws and picked back on the back end by McGuire for the out. What a play by Casey. Good pick by Shane McGuire. Yamauchi ranging well to his left onto the outfield grass and throws across his body. Boy, making an accurate throw on that play. Really impressive. He was well on the outfield grass, kind of backpedaling and moving sideways and got the pen. And got the throw there on a short hop, and it was picked beautifully by McGuire. Good defense all the way around, and a strike call to Josh Hatcher, 0-1. Rodriguez had bounced into a double play, was fashioned by Casey Yamauchi, and reached twice on an error. Pitch up and in here, one ball, one strike to Hatcher. He was walked twice and scored a run, sandwiched around a strikeout. Austin Briggs came on in the sixth. This ball tapped toward third. Winkler is there. Backhands it letter high and a bad throw, but is picked by McGuire, but called safe first base. Wow, close play. I don't know that won't be a base hit. I think he just beat it. I don't know. Throw on a hop. Let's see what that'll be. What that'll be called. Well, I don't know. I think maybe he just beat it. It'll be a base hit. Hatcher just good hustle. Throw was a little low. That's one of those every pitching coach in the world wants that to be an error. Every hitting coach wants it to be a hit. It'll go as a hit. And here's David Garcia. Switch hitting catcher. Takes a called strike 0-1. David walked and scored in the second inning. He struck out twice since. And, boy, he has been behind the plate and has been the victim of, boy, two or three just nasty little deflections that have gotten him in this game. Life of the catcher, ground ball, third base. That's base hit between third and short. No top spin bouncing ball between Winkler and Muncy on the left side. Two men on now with one man down. Batter is Frenier Chavez, and boy, he has been huge in this ball game. He is 2-for-3 with a three-run home run and an RBI single. Two home runs in this game, and again, just being honest and upright and forthright, they were both short porch home runs. They found the bullpen in right field. Caden Trinkle in the first inning for the Rockhounds, and Chavez in the second for the Riders. Two men on and one man down, 7-2 Frisco. Briggs pitch sails way high, and that got off the glove. That was up and away. Both runners will move up. So, going to be a pass ball. Pitch was up, but again, that's one that Simon will probably tell you should have had the play on that, so that'll go as a pass ball. So, second and third with one man out, 1-0 count to Chavez, infield in, and boy, top of the order, Jax Bigger is on deck. And the Riders in command and threatening to break it open, swing and a miss, and the count goes 1-1. Frenier Chavez playing in just his 15th game with the Riders. That's a four RBI game going here. 11 ribbies in his now 15th game, including this one. Swings and a high fly ball to right field. That's going to drive home a run. Drifting back is Masterman. He'll make the catch. Both runners will move up. So it's 8-2. Sacrifice fly. And that is five runs driven in now for Chavez. So sacrifice fly. He hit that ball to deep right field. Now here's Jax Biggers. So Hatcher in to score. Garcia advances to third base. Run at this point is unearned. And here's Jax Biggers. He swings and drives one to right field. On the move is Cameron Masterman. And that ball will go foul. Excellent effort out of our line of sight. He went flying after that ball, did Cameron. Did not make the play, but made a really good effort again. Deep right and left field corners in a lot of ballparks, including this one. Just the way the stadiums are constructed, our view is blocked from the corners. And, boy, Cameron crossed the foul line, full tilt boogie. Getting after that, did not make the catch, but made a heck of an effort. So 0-1 to Biggers with a runner at third, one run in. So Jax will come back, pick up the baseball bat, step back in. 1-for-3, a walk, a steal, and a run in the first inning, a single in the second. A 1-for-3 game, a swing and a miss comes up empty here, 0-2. Man, the number 9 hitter in the order with a 5 RBI game today for Frisco. That is almost the entirety of the difference in the game. Pitch drops down low. It's 1-2. 8 runs across for the Riders. Chavez has driven in 5 of them. Evan Carter and Kellen Strom each had an RBI back in the first. One run scoring on a wild pitch. Set by Briggs. Left-hander delivers. This ball's hit high in the air to shallow center field. Caden Trinkle drifting in, looking up. He's there. He's got it. And the inning is over. But again, a run score, so that run will be unearned for Austin Briggs. It'll be one run on two base. It's a passed ball. No errors in a man left on. So that run anyway should be unearned to Austin Briggs. Seventh inning stretch at Momentum Bank Ballpark in our Village Car Wash score of this ball game. Frisco expands the lead now. Riders 8, Rockhounds 2.
When the game goes into overtime,
but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Left-hander Robbie Ahlstrom comes on to pitch for Frisco. We go to the bottom half of the seventh inning. Left-hander, 24-year-old lefty, will come on to pitch, get you a little seventh inning stretch non-Googleable trivia on the way, and check the numbers for Ahlstrom. 1-2-3 inning for Matt Bush. 1-2-3 inning in the fifth inning for Burlingmeier after giving up the run in the fourth inning. So last seven batters in a row retired now by the Frisco bullpen, and Ahlstrom, left-hander, will come in, making his 12th appearance all out of the pen for Frisco. Robbie without a win or a loss, a 4.7 ERA. 13 hits and 15 and a third. 11 walks, 25 strikeouts, so tough to hit. 224 batting average, whip north of 1.5 with the walks. William Simonite to face him. First pitch to Simo, swings and fouls it back. It's 0-1, bottom third of the order. Simonite, Yamauchi, and Valenzuela. Simonite 2-for-2 with a single and a double in this game. One set by the lefty. Ahlstrom's pitch down and in for a ball, 2-0. Excuse me, one ball, one strike, I beg your pardon, 1-1, the correct count. If you look at the American League East right now, it's Baltimore, Tampa Bay, Toronto, then Boston and the Yankees. Saw a cool note the other day, 1-1 pitch, settles in, called strike 1-2. I forgot to give credit where credit is due, which article I saw, but talking about the changing of the guard, the Orioles, of course, tremendous, although, boy, might have lost their closer. Man, that's tough. They've been such a great story. Pitch swung on, and this boy, Simo, chased one way off the outside corner. He's had a good game. He's 2-for-3, but that one he would like back. So one man down now. Here's Casey Yamauchi, 1-for-2 with an RBI base hit. Himself a line drive RBI base hit his last time up. He is fourth in 10 games with the Hounds. When was the last time that neither the Red Sox or Yankees finished in the top two in the AL East? There's a swing and a foul back. When was the last season in which one of the top two teams in the American League East, was not the Boston Red Sox or the New York Yankees? And they are fourth and fifth, respectively, right now. Pitch from Ahlstrom, a breaking ball down and in. One ball, one strike to Casey Yamauchi. Nobody on, one man down, seventh inning. Riders in command in this ballgame, 8-2. Pitch to Casey, drills it, but is it fair or foul? Left field corner, going to be a foul ball. Actually finds its way to the berm and then skitters on back toward the picnic area. There's a group of about five kids who are on the concourse. It's a long way from the picnic area. And they are sprinting, and the littlest one of them, man, he's got those feet are churning, man. Those legs are working. He's not going to get the baseball, but I wish he would. He's earning it. Somebody got a souvenir. One ball and two strikes to Casey. Right-handed hitter against the left-hander, Robbie Ahlstrom. Pitch is chopped up to third base side, but that will drift foul. The count is 1-2. As Casey walks back, the last time that neither the Red Sox or the Yankees were among the top two in the American League East, it really pretty amazing. 31 years ago, 1992, wasn't even the same alignment at that time.
1992, the last time the Yankees or Red Sox, one or both, weren't in the top two in the AL East. Pitch swung on, that ball hit deep left field corner. Fair or foul is the question, and that ball will go foul. Tell you how things have changed. In 1992, it was Toronto, and they would win the first of their two consecutive World Series. They were 96 and 66. Then Milwaukee, Baltimore, Cleveland, the Yankees, Detroit, and the Red Sox. So the last time that neither the Yanks or the Red Sox were in the top two in the AL East, 1992. Breaking pitch sent right back up the middle. But Biggers is there behind the back. Throws on a hop and got him. Nice play by Biggers. And, boy, give part of that to the iPad. Had Casey Yamauchi shaded up the middle. I don't know how much data can you have on Casey Yamauchi. This is his 13th pro game. And man, Biggers was there and he made a good play. Two men down for Saeed Valenzuela. Toronto, here's a called strike to Saeed. Toronto went on to beat the Braves in the World Series that year. Beat the Philadelphia Phillies in 93 on the Joe Carter walk-off home run. Swinging a foul straight back, 0-2. One of only two guys to ever do it. And by the way, 1992, and it's about, I think this may happen again, last time the Yankees had a losing record, 1992. Pitch called third strike in the knees. Boy, Saeed got picked off on that three-pitch strikeout. So strikeout numbers up just a little bit of late in the Riders' bullpen, doing a terrific job. That's 12 in a row now set down by Frisco relievers. So we'll go to the top half of the eighth, give you some totals in a moment. But after seven complete, Village Car Wash score as the Frisco Rough Riders out on top, a score of 8-2.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Jaciel De La Cruz will come on to pitch for the Rockdowns. We go to the top half of the eighth inning, and it's all Riders, 8-2. Frisco in the lead. Got a couple in the first inning, and three more in the second. And that was really the defining swing of this ball game. Rainier Chavez, the number 9 hitter in the Frisco order, has driven in 5 runs in this game. 3 runs short and 4 home run in the second. RBI single in the 6th and a sacrifice fly in the 7th. Downs of the short porch home run of their own from Caden Trankel in the 1st. And an RBI base hit by Casey Yamauchi in the 4th inning. Called strike here from Jaciel De La Cruz to Aaron Zavala, Evan Carter, and Kellen Strom to follow in the 8th inning. Jaciel with the delivery. This ball is hard hit, but foul got out in front of it, did Zavala. Yanks it foul down into the right field side, 0-2. Jaciel De La Cruz, one of those guys you got to throw out the ERA. His talent far better than what the numbers will tell you. 13.5 earned run average in 12 appearances. At his overall, 100% early in the season. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-2. So the Riders lead 8-2. San Antonio has added a run to its lead, so thanks to the missions, perhaps, pitch down and in for a ball, 2-2, the South Division will stay very interesting. Clippers head game not over yet. The top of the eighth inning, San Antonio 9, Amarillo 4. What a different look to that San Antonio team. The Rockhounds were just there last week, but it's a different team now. Pitch called, strike 3, outside corner. As De La Cruz strikes out Aaron Zavala. Zavala 0-for-5, couple of strikeouts in this game. I believe the only guy, the only rider not to reach base. Always, I feel badly when you point that out. You do it, of course, because it tells you that they've had really good production. But one guy hasn't had any fun today, and that's Zavala. Here's Evan Carter. Takes down and in for a ball, 1-0. The Mission's receiving Ethan Salas, the much, much, and deservedly so, talked about 17-year-old catcher, one of four prospects who were promoted after the Rockhounds departed town. Pitch down and in, 2 balls, no strikes. Missions will come here beginning September 5th, a six-game series, the 5th through 10th, final homestand of 2023. Breaking pitch and just misses down low, 3-0. Evan Carter, 1-for-3. RBI double and a run scored in the first inning. Fielder's choice, a walk and a whiff since. Left-handed hitter, I would imagine, has the green light. He'll take anyway, not a good hitter's pitch. And a delivery finds the inside corner. About the letters for a 3-1 count. It'll be interesting to see, certainly Salas in particular, but really that whole Missions team pitched down and in. And Evan Carter draws another walk, and again, the Riders have done with so much of that. Carter now with his second in this game, his 74th walk of the season. So we've got some guys who have been here pretty much not the entire year, but at least close to it. Carter is second in the league in walks coming in. Trevor Hover, Aaron Zavala, Kellen Strom, all in the top 10 in the Texas League. Called strike to Strom. Kellen 2-for-3. RBI single in the first. He's flown out, was hit by a pitch and scored in the fifth and doubled in the sixth inning. Carter with the leadoff first. Pitch swung on, sent in the air to shallow right center field. On the move, and Cameron Masterman will make the catch. Breeze has picked up again. Strom kind of got that up into Breeze a little bit, and Cameron makes the play in right center. There are two men down, and the batter, Trevor Hover. Well, if both scores hold, and right now San Antonio leads by 5, the Riders leading here by 6. Boy, the division gets really interesting. Corpus Christi is leading by 5 runs at Springfield. So they're hanging around, swinging a foul out of play. 0-1 to Trevor Hover, who is 1-for-3 with a single. So you've got 3 games with at least certainly solid leads, we'll put it that way. See how this at-bat or plate appearance goes, and it'll give you a look at what the standings would look like if the three scores hold as they are right now. One man on and two men down, top of the eighth inning. It's 1-1 to Trevor Hover. Designated hitter for the Riders, left-handed hitter at the plate. Carter takes the lead, pitch swung on and fouled back, and the count, 1-2. Carter caught trying to steal a base back in the fourth inning. He's 22 out of 32 on the base paths. Again, everything Carter is doing, it's been really fun to watch this entire series, doing it at age 20. Nubbed foul off the end of the bat as the 1-2 count. We'll do it again on 1-2. I have not looked at what Ethan Salas has done overall. He had a walk-off extra inning double in his double-A debut, but my goodness, can you imagine having success at double-A at 17? First player that young since 2014, according to the reports I've read. 1-2 pitch. High fly ball, foul, long run. So he balanced well, a given hot pursuit. Will he get there? He slid and tried to make the play. What an effort. That ball stayed just barely on the playing surface. Valenzuela with a sliding effort down the left field line. Man, that deserves a round of applause. Not a big bunch here this afternoon, but, man, that was a tremendous effort. That had a little Eric Burns in it out there, Saeed. Always loved watching Burnsy play, man. Guy just played with his hair on fire, as they say. And that was a really good effort. Made the sliding attempt and almost got it. 1-2, a third time to Hauber. Carter the lead, set by De La Cruz. Pitch, and boy, did he go. I say no. Boy, that looked pretty close. Justiel thought the inning was over. Two balls, two strikes to count. Hauber, a walk, a single, and a couple of strikeouts. Top of the eighth inning, one on and two men down. De La Cruz set. There is activity behind him in the bullpen. He won't go deep, not a lot of pitches. 2-2, and he got him. Called third strike on the outside half, upper edge strike, and that'll be a hat trick for Trevor Hauber in this ball game. And Jacinto with his second strikeout of the inning along with one walk. So to the bottom half of the eighth inning will go. We'll take a look at what the division may look like when a new week dawns on Tuesday. Tuesday, of course, being baseball Monday. To the bottom of the eighth. Riders go back to the bullpen. Village Car Wash score. Frisco 8, Rockdowns 2.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. Nobody expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Top of the order in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Caden Trinkel leads it off. Gave 1-3 with a solo home run. Tristan Tolley out of the bullpen. He fires a fastball swung on and missed. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Tristan Tolley, fourth reliever out of the bullpen. Jack Leiter got the start. Pitched well for the Riders in this game. Coming off the development list. Swing and a miss and a pitch down and in. And Caden down in the count 0-2. Home run in the first inning. His first at the double-A level, always very cool, and extended his on-base streak to 7 games. Swing sends one left side, and they had him played the other way, and that'll dribble into left field toward the line, base hit. Caden Trinkel, 2-for-4, and again, put it in play. That was an 0-2 pitch. And he just kind of nubbed it toward the third base line, but the Riders really had him played the pull by the time Chavez got there. The ball was already in left field, and Trinkel was already on at first. One man on in the dribbler, but that's okay. That's 2-for-4, and again, it's an 0-2 pitch. Here's Max Muncy. He's 1-for-3. Makes down and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Max, a single in the third inning, sandwiched around a pair of fly balls to right field. Aaron Zavala handling both. Takes just down and away. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Shane McGuire on deck. Lazaro Armenteros in the hole for the Rockhounds. Max right-handed hitter stands in. Tristan Pauly comes set. Hands in the letters. Looks at the runner at first. Leg kick and a pitch to Max, and that'll get there inside corner with a breaking ball. The count is two balls and one strike. Muncie waits. Max at 285 coming into this game. Swings and misses. Good off-speed pitch away, and the count goes 2-2. Grab a look at that San Antonio score before I put the cart before the horse. Yep, San Antonio just added leads. They're going to the top of the ninth with a 7-run lead, 11-4 over Amarillo. Chopper toward third base, going to be picked on the short hop by Chavez to second base for one. The relay not going to get him, but a good play by Chavez. Boy, I made that play. I pretty just a little short hop right about at the shoe tops. Turned and threw to second base, got the lead runner, one man down. Fielder's choice for Max Muncy. And here is Shane McGuire. Shane 0 for 3. Well, the Riders in control here. San Antonio leads Amarillo 11-4, top of the ninth at San Antonio, and Corpus Christi 7-3 over Springfield. That game's still going on. Pitch right there outside corner 0-1. So if the three scores hold, Amarillo would lead the Hounds by 2, Frisco by 3, and Corpus Christi by 5. And a swing and a miss, 0-2. Shane McGuire hadn't had a day like this very often lately. I'm going to make myself a note, I think, on our post-game wrap that we send out after each game. I believe I am remiss in my total on Corpus Christi, but and it would be leads of 2, 3, and 5 for Amarillo over the Hounds, Riders, and Hooks, respectively. Bouncing ball foul, count stays 0-2. So the Missions would certainly be doing both of these teams a huge favor if they can close out the Sod Poodles in the ninth inning at San Antonio. Hounds play at Hodgetown next week. Frisco closes the season at Hodgetown beginning September 12th. Pitch, little number off the end of the bat. Might have broken that bat. Shane's going to give a look at it. Yep, sure did. I think he cracked it right down the barrel. Still 0-2. So he'll get a new bat. Will Shane McGuire. West Dean will keep you humble. He's been reaching base by the bucket loads, but he's 0-3 in this one. Josh Hatcher made a really nice play on a ball that Shane hit back in the third inning. He has struck out twice on either side of that. One man on, one man down. Frisco 8, Rockhounds 2, bottom of the eighth inning. Long set, stretch and pitch, and that ball fouled right at the plate. Count stays 0-2. He's thrown five pitches, as Tristan Pauly to Shane McGuire. They've all been strikes. Lazaro Armenteros will retrieve the baseball. Count 0-2. Base runner Max Muncy. Stretched by the left-hander, Pauly with the hands right at the letters. 0-2 pitch. Chopper out towards shortstop. Knocked down, retrieved, and throws, and still, boy, in time. Just in time. Kaver Rodriguez makes the play. Advancing to second is Max Muncy. So, boy, Shane McGuire is going to, it would appear anyway, see an 11-game on-base streak go by the boards. And, boy, it was something. I know on-base streaks aren't necessarily as, I guess, high presence as a hit streak, but Shane McGuire reached base in 11 straight games. He hit .343 in that stretch with an on-base percentage of .538. It's a heck of a streak. Now, time we have pitch clock or something. Pitch clock violation. One ball, no strikes. Runner at second, Muncy moving up on the play, handled by Kaver Rodriguez. Bobbled, but he still made the play. Pitch drops down in 2-0. Lazaro 0-3, flew out to deep left field his last time. Delivery swung on and missed, and the count goes 2-1. right-handed hitter with 12 homers and 62 driven in. Leader in both categories for the Hounds. 2-1 stretch. Tristan Pauly with a long look at the runner. Now the pitch, and that's down and away. Ball three, 3-1. One on, two out, eighth inning. Amarillo, a couple of base runners early in the top of the ninth at San Antonio. Again, that's not Hodgetown, but still, you take nothing for granted. Amarillo will again play 12 of their last 18 at home. Check swing and a strike called, not a swing, but a called strike, 3-2. Amarillo travels to Arkansas on September 5th through 10th. And boy, Arkansas again has just absolutely struggled of late. So have that series for the Sod Poodles sandwiched between hosting the Hounds and the Riders. 3-2 stretch. Pitch to Lazaro. Swing and a miss. Out on strikes. He will not reach base for just the fifth time in the last 46 games. He's had a really good stretch that way, hitting about 280 over those past 45 games. But he's 0-for-4 in this one, and the inning comes to an end. No runs on a base hit, and one man is left on base. So we are bound for the top half of the ninth inning, and the Rough Riders are in command. Village Car Wash score, Frisco 8, Rockhounds 2.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Tyler Baum on to pitch as we go to the top half of the ninth inning, and he comes over the top. And there's an off-speed pitch for a called strike to K-Bear Rodriguez. 6, 7, and 8. Frisco lineup here in the ninth inning. Riders out on top, 8-2. Pitch up high for a ball. Rodriguez, right-handed hitter. He's 0-for-4, but he's scored a run. He's reached twice on errors in this game and bounced out twice, once a double play, but twice to Casey Yamauchi. He's made really good plays on both. Swinging a foul back, 1-2. With runners at first and second back in the first inning, Rodriguez hit a ball. Casey made the play on right between the bags at first and second. He tagged out Trevor Hopper, took a bit of a bump and threw to first base. Check swing, did he go? Yeah, they say he did. Rodriguez in some disbelief, just, boy, a little bit of a check swing. And exactly what a check swing that he goes or he doesn't, hard to tell. Strikeout for Tyler Baum, one man down, and here is Josh Hatcher. Hatcher 1-for-2, plus a couple of walks. He scored 2 runs. Baum's pitch swung on, fouled back. 95 that time of the fastball from the tall right-hander. No balls and one strike to count. Base is empty with one away in the ninth. A swing and a bouncer foul really fooled on that pitch. Way out in front was Hatcher. 0-2 count. Tyler Baum making his 10th appearance with the Rockhounds, a
Very good. 3.65 ERA, 12 hits and 12 and a third, 4 walks and 19 strikeouts. Really good line all the way. And as I say that, of course, he fires one way up and away for a ball, 1-2. Another fast start for the Riders in this game. Pitch just off the inside. Corner count goes 2 balls, 2 strikes. Ryan Cusick gave up first 5 runs in the first 2 innings of the game. 5 runs on 4 hits and 4 walks. Jack Leiter won't be the pitcher of record, but 3 good innings. Ground ball to the right side. Scooped to the shoe tops by Yamauchi. Throws across his body for the out. Boy, Casey Yamauchi has really had a good ball game. He's made 3 or 4. They're not web gems. They're just really, really good defensive plays, and he has an RBI to boot. For those of you who are very familiar with the structure of minor league baseball, Casey Yamauchi was signed as a non-drafted free agent just in early July. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. He was in the Arizona Complex League. He played all of 3 games. And Hounds had an opening on the roster, and a breaking pitch just down and in to count 2-0. And the A's didn't feel like it was somebody from either of the full-season single-A affiliates that all things considered would be logic. Pitch to the corner, just wide, ball 3. And since it wasn't necessarily going to be a guy who was going to get a ton of starts, the A's said, well, we have Casey Yamauchi. He had played all of 3 professional games, and he joined the Hounds, and he's playing today in his 10th double-A game. Pitch down and in, and David Garcia draws a 4-pitch walk. Again, Tyler Baum doesn't give up a lot of bases on balls. That's just 5 in 13 innings. And the batter will be Franmir Chavez. Boy, what a game he's had. 3-run homer, a strikeout, an RBI single, and a sacrifice fly. 5 RBIs for Chavez. Top of the 9th, 8-2. Frisco. Pitch called, strike from Tyler, 0-1. Casey Yamauchi, that's why I thought it was so cool when he faced Danny Duffy, a guy who had a ton of big league experience. Chopper toward first, a foul ball. And again, it's not when you say one of my favorite all-time at bats, not among those who have changed the course of a game or a championship. It wasn't like Vio Sergio Rosa's walk-off grand slam in the playoffs, which was the biggest single swing in franchise history. And although it is a tale for another day, one of the most significant swings, that same swing by Vio, one of the most significant in Texas League history. But it was a cool AB when he faced Danny Duffy. Pitch high and away for a ball, 1-2. Yet a guy who was playing in his 12th professional game against a pitcher who had appeared in 234 major league games with 68 wins and a World Series ring, and he pitched in 2 World Series, swinging a foul away, 1-2. I added everything up, and when Danny Duffy faced Casey Yamauchi the other night, Danny had pitched 15 seasons, 11 in the big leagues, 358 games, the vast majority in the bigs, 102 wins, and 1,654 innings. It was Casey's 33rd professional at bat. Pitched down and in, 2-2. Great stuff, just great stuff. Well, you know what? The Amarillo Sod Poodles are going to have you reaching for the Pepto-Bismol. It's 11-9 at San Antonio. Pitch up, and boy, not missing by much. Well, folks, you know, we're here and watching the ball game. Home team's trailing 8-2, and so they thought that was a strike. 1 on and 2 men down. Franmir Chavez, a 3-2 count. Runner will go with the pitch. They're still playing ball, by the way. Swinging a foul out of play. My goodness. It was 11-4. It's now 11-9 with 1 out. In the 9th inning at San Antonio, Corpus Christi has expanded its lead over Springfield, but boy, 11-9, San Antonio leading Amarillo. Riders and Rockhounds becoming big Missions fans right now. Runner goes, pitch swung, fouled back again. So 0-2 is now 3-2 and a 3-2 strike foul balls. Chavez, who's had the terrific day at the plate,
Can't blame him. Doesn't want it to end. Sod Poodles have one man on with one man out, tying run at the plate in the ninth inning. Are you kidding me? Goodness. Pitch from Baum. Boy, just low. Ball four. So back-to-back walks for Tyler. Two on, two out, and the batter will be Jax Biggers, top of the order. One for four with a walk, a steal, and a run scored. Biggers, last night, of course, the triple, and he scored on the first play on the first pitch of the game. Takes a strike on the outside edge here. Drew a four-pitch walk, stole a base, and scored a run to start this one. Left-handed hitter with two men on, two men out, top of the ninth. 8-2 Riders. Pitch by Baum, drops down low. Count goes one ball, one strike. Don't have the official rotation yet for the Hounds, but it would appear if nothing changes, Roiber Salinas will get the baseball for game one of the series in a pitcher's nightmare. And it's always interesting how you start that series in Hodgetown. Swing and a miss on a pitch up in the zone. It's 1-2. Hounds go to Amarillo four times next season. Now, it's the same number of games. A couple of three-game series. An interesting twist of the season tomorrow, or next year, that is. Not tomorrow, thank you. Pitch swung on, popped up, foul ball, left side, out of play. 1-2. The ball bounces right between rows on the concrete and the concourse and bounces back. So a 1-2 count. And again, Sunday, if you're here on a Sunday afternoon, you're a baseball fan, and man, for the Hounds fans, this hasn't been much to yell about in this game. Here's the 1-2. Swinging a high pop-up. Right side, second baseman Yamauchi. Has he got it? Nope. It'll be Cameron Masterman, who's a little taller than Casey. They were both right there. Casey gauging it, but Cameron said, no, I'll take care of it, which he does. Fly ball to shallow right field, and the inning is over. No runs or hits, no errors, and a couple of men are left on base. Riders have scored 8 runs on 8 base hits. They've left a dozen men on in this game, have the Rough Riders. By the way, Amarillo has two men on with one man out. They're going to win that game. You know what? They're going to win that game. Goodness gracious. We shall see. We'll come back. We'll go to the bottom half of the ninth inning. Looks like the Riders will again return to the bullpen. And our Village Car Wash scored the game to the last of the ninth. Frisco 8, Rockhounds 2.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love H-E-B, but don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry-pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My H-E-B app today and start shopping at H-E-B, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from add-in store. See H-E-B.com for details.
Antoine Kelly, not a save situation, but he is one of the league's best in closing ball games. And so the big left-hander will come on to pitch, and he will face Cameron Masterman, Jack Winkler, and William Simonite here in the last of the ninth. Boy, it is getting interesting in San Antonio. Two out, top of the ninth. Amarillo has runners at second and third. They have scored 5 times. They are down by 2, tying runs in scoring position. First pitch, swing, line drive, and just knocked down off the glove of Chavez. And that'll be a base hit from Masterman. Boy, a hard hit ball and a base hit all the way. Cameron with a line drive, so he's 2 for 4, a couple of strikeouts, but he's also got a couple of base hits. The bases are now loaded for Amarillo, top of the ninth. San Antonio scored 6 in the bottom of the 5th after the Sod Poodles scored 4 in the 2nd. And now the Sod Poodles 5 runs in the top of the 9th, and they may not be through. Jack Winkler, the batter, takes outside for a ball, 1-0. So Jack gets one more chance at extending some personal business. My goodness, bases loaded, 2 out, and a 1-0 count in the 9th inning. Sod Poodles would win that one, and oh boy, that's a momentum builder. Pitch outside, ball 2, 2-0 to Jack Winkler, 0 for 3 in this one. Lying out sharply to left field, Kellen Strom made the play back in the 4th on a well-hit baseball. One on and nobody down, 8-2 Frisco. It's DeWinkler, swings and fouls this one away, and the count goes 2-1. And Antoine Kelly out of the Frisco bullpen. This is not a save situation, but he has been just tremendous. He's 10 for 10 in saves. Of course, sometimes closers don't like these kind of games. Ball hit back up middle. Glove by Biggers at the shoe tops. He'll set up and throw to first for the out. Well, there you go. Line drive turns into a 4-3 double play. Jack Winkler loses a 16-game on-base streak on a line drive that turns into a double play. The old song say, Mama said there'd be days like this, there'd be days like this, my mama said, and that's one of them right there. So Jack Winkler is out. And now William Simonite, Simo 2-for-3. With a single and a double. Nobody on and two men down. Swings and fouls one away. Well, it is bases loaded. 2 out, 11-9 San Antonio, and a 3-2 count. We'll keep a little eye on that game. Stretch by the left-hander, Antoine Kelly delivers, down and in, 1-1. Boy, I mean, place your bets, right? Bases loaded, 2 out, top of the 9th. A 5-run inning for Amarillo. They're within 2 with the bases full, 2 out. My goodness. 1-1, Simo waits. Tech swing, didn't mean to. Foul ball back to the screen, 1-2. Well, Amarillo has scored a run. I'm guessing that was a walk. It's 11-10 San Antonio in the top of the 9th inning. Bases loaded. New batter. 1-2. Stretch and pitch by Kelly. Outside ball 2, 2-2. Well, you watch enough seasons such as this. If you win a ball game like that, boy, that can go a long way toward just cementing your lead in a division. 2-2 pitches popped high in the air to right field. Aaron Zavala drifting over, and he's got it. The ball game is over. Fly ball to right field handled by Zavala. So it's no runs on the base hit, no errors, nobody left on the line drive double play. Well, each team had 8 base hits in this ball game, but the Riders run away and hide 8-2. So, boy, a lot going on in this one. Bases on balls were absolutely huge. Well, we will check, obviously, the game in San Antonio. We'll check our numbers on the other side of this timeout. But this ball game in the books, and these teams will split this series. In fact, they played 4 times this season. And they will split 3 of the 4 series. The Rockhounds took 4 out of 6 last time against the Riders here. That was early in the season. So if the Riders win the last 3, then they will board the bus head for home. And that'll make the bus ride all the shorter. So our tip of the cap to both ball clubs. Wish them safe travels all the way around. And this one goes into books. The Riders beat the Rockhounds by the final score of 8-2.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today.
Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rough Riders, 8 runs on 9 base hits, no errors, 8-9-0. For the Rockhounds, 2 runs, 8 hits, and 2 errors. Sorry, the box score just went final and vanished off my screen for a couple of moments. 2-8, 2-8 and 2 for the Rockhounds in this game. Reed Burlingmeyer gets the win in relief. He is 1-0. ERA went actually up a little bit, but he pitched very well, a 1.74 ERA. Ryan Cusick will take the loss for the Rockhounds. He falls to 4-6. Still trying to determine what has happened in San Antonio. They have the Missions coming to the plate in the bottom of the ninth, but the score says 11-10, so we'll see if that'll revise itself. My goodness, what a game that was in San Antonio today. And it may still be going on. And we shall see. Time of game, 2 hours, 50 minutes here. 1,920 watched it. Rockhounds on the season now are 60-60. And they are 28-23 in the second half. And after a really nice stretch of winning baseball for the Hounds, they will fall for the third consecutive time. The Riders, of course, and boy, when all is said and done, and it depends a lot of it, of course, on what's going on in San Antonio, but for the Rough Riders, they dropped the first three games of this series on the road. They come back and win the last three games. And depending on what happens with the Missions and the Sod Poodles, the three-game win streak after dropping the first three puts them right back in the thick of things, one would think anyway, in the Texas League South Division. We'll take a second look at this game, and we'll see if that contest in San Antonio will come to a conclusion, see if we can get a score on that one. And we'll wrap things up in just a moment. Our final Village Car Wash score of the game from Momentum Bank Ballpark, the Frisco Rough Riders 8 and the Rockhounds 2.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one ton, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
There are times when you can put new definitions to words. I have a new definition, at least for this afternoon, for frustration. I'm looking at the game day version of Amarillo at San Antonio, and I think Juan Centeno struck out to end the game. But the box score isn't finalizing, and they're saying they're going to the bottom half of the ninth. But according to the game day, I think things are over, and I think San Antonio held off the Sod Poodles 11-10. At least that's the way it looks. But, man, why doesn't that box update? Well, if that's the case, boy, things, again, stay tight as far as the Hounds are concerned. They would, if indeed that's the final. I don't know that that's the case, but if it's the final, Hounds will stay within two. Riders are all of a sudden back within three games of the top spot. And Corpus Christi would hang around as well at five games out. Well, the Riders just ran away and hit in this ball game. They scored two in the top half of the first inning and three more against Ryan Cusick in the second. Each starter gives up a short porch home run in this ball game, but the home run in the second inning by Franmier Chavez was preceded by a pair of bases on balls, and that made it obviously a very big swing of the bat. And so it was 5-1 after the first two innings, and for the second straight day, the Riders just jump out on top. They get going early, and they go on to the win. 8-2 is the final in this game. Riders, as we have mentioned, will now head for home
and they will take on the Corpus Christi Hooks next week. That certainly is a very significant series. Rockhounds will be at Amarillo, and that will be the defining series, certainly at this point in the Rockhound season. And it comes down to pretty much this. We'll set the table for you, and we'll greet you from Hodgetown. Oh, boy, from that fabulous vantage point, the Hodgetown press box on Tuesday. If the Hounds lose the series to Amarillo in any way, shape, or form, probably done. If they win the series against the Sod Poodles, they are right there. And if they split, probably still hanging around. And then, of course, you also look at what the Hooks and the Riders will be doing next week at Riders Field in Frisco. I mentioned that word frustration. The scoreboard has now locked up completely on my computer. Other than that, everything is just A-OK, smooth as silk. Boy, what a frustrating feeling. Don't know for sure whether or not San Antonio held off the Sod Poodles, but we will hope that they did, and certainly the Rough Riders will say the same thing. Big day, by the way, today for Franer Chavez. I'm about to add, by the way, to the frustration, perhaps, but a huge day for Chavez. He had the three-run home run in the second inning. He added a single in the fifth inning that drove in a run and a sacrifice fly in the seventh. So what a terrific day for Chavez. He is really the difference in the game with five runs driven in this contest. Hounds and Amarillo, 6:35, the first three games, actually, of that series. And then go to 7:05 on Friday and Saturday. I'm going to give this thing one more shot just to see if we maybe get that final score from San Antonio. See if the scoreboard and the computer here will unlock just very briefly. The Rockhounds will be back home on Tuesday, September 5th, and that will be the final homestand of 2023. They still say the middle of the ninth inning at San Antonio. Wouldn't you know it, that box score didn't want to update. So, well, we'll just leave it at that. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards at Rocky Town, with the Hounds fall to the Frisco Rough Riders 8-2. Thank you so much for spending part of your Sunday afternoon with us. And until Tuesday, when we greet you from Amarillo, Bob Hards saying so long, Red, so long, Leo, so long, Mr. Scully, and so long, my friends, from Momentum Bank Ballpark.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.